news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. The U.S.-China trade war escalates. Beijing says it will hike tariffs on American goods from 84 to 125% effective tomorrow. A couple of days ago, President Trump announced tariffs on China totaling 145%. Wall Street volatility has been through the roof over the tariffs issue. The sightseeing helicopter was over the Hudson River between New York City and New Jersey yesterday afternoon when something went horribly wrong.
Plane started falling apart in midair, and then the tail came off and then just flipped over in midair and started falling into the ground. Heller still propelling without the helicopter as it was falling.
Bruce Wall was watching as the helicopter plunged into the river, a family of five from Spain and the pilot on board, and there were no survivors. No one was hurt at Washington's Reagan National Airport. The wingtip of one plane scraped another aircraft on the tarmac yesterday afternoon. Time for a doctor's visit, President Trump.
It's the president's first physical exam of his second term, and it will be conducted at Walter Reed National Medical Center. Earlier this week, he wrote online that he has never felt better, but nevertheless, these things must be done. In November 2023, the Trump campaign issued a doctor's statement saying Trump's overall health was excellent. At age 78, Donald Trump is the oldest person sworn in as president. Greg Clugston, The White House.
House Republicans have given final congressional approval to a budget bill that advances President Trump's agenda. Mr. Trump calls it the Big Beautiful Bill, and it includes tax cuts along with increased defense, energy, and border security spending. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned positive. The Dow futures now up 30 points, NASDAQ futures 55 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here, let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We had a problem overnight near the Tidings Bridge, and it was a tractor trailer that was on fire, and they're still cleaning up. So right now, that area coming south from the Cecil County line and around Route 222, very limited lanes there, and there's been a backup. The only way around that would be over onto the Haydom Bridge coming through Haverty Grace. That's an option. We're moving some traffic, but it's still rather slow after you get to the area just before the Tidings Bridge on 95 South. A wreck overnight. We had some rain. Vehicle hit a utility pole. Reisterstown Road at Nicodemus Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds, plenty of rain, and the temperatures running cool. The rain heavy at times today, 52. Tomorrow, showers scattered, 50 the high. Sunday's a dry day, and we warm up, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Howard County police have arrested a suspect in a 2020 shooting that claimed the life of a pregnant woman and her baby. Edward Robinson has been charged with two counts of first and second degree murder in the death of Raya Ahmad and her baby girl, Aja. Ahmad was at home on Dovecote Drive in Columbia when Robinson allegedly fired shots into the house and struck Ahmad, who was 28 weeks pregnant. Ahmad died at a hospital. Doctors delivered her baby, but she died several days later. Police say Ahmad was not the intended target. Robinson is held without bond. City police investigating a double shooting that injured two teen boys in East Baltimore. Officers responded to the 2600 block of Polk Street around 3:30 Thursday afternoon and found a 16 and 17-year-old with gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to the hospital in stable condition. No word yet on what led to that shooting. And fewer people are seeking jobless benefits in Maryland. The Labor Department says about 2,300 initial unemployment claims were filed in the state last week. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, after playing 10 of their first 13 on the road, the Birds are back home tonight as they open a 9-game homestand at Camden Yards against the Blue Jays. Amid some early season pain, literally, to the pitching staff. But the bats have been inconsistent as well, as manager Brandon Hyde acknowledges.
Like, we're off to a slow start. Grinding, you know, we've had a handful of good games, but we're having a tough time putting everything together.
Orioles second baseman Jackson Holliday would agree with that.
But it's very important to just trust process, trust that they'll get through and hits will come. But it's very important to just trust that.
Tomo Sugano makes his Camden Yards debut tonight. He's 1-1 on the campaign with a .289 earned run average. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-3. The Angels romped over the Rays. 11-1 was the final. Day one of the Masters in the books. Justin Rose with a sizzling 7-under to take a 3-shot lead at Augusta National. Last year's champ, Scottie Scheffler, is 3 back at 68. Rory McIlroy with a couple of double bogeys on the second nine broke even at 72. He is 7 strokes back. Coming up in 30 minutes, Jim Palmer takes a step back. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Looper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now. Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good Friday morning to you. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. He'll be out today and Monday. Up doing family things out of town for a day or two. And I'm Bruce Elliott here with you from now to 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick Live, of course, comes in right at 9 o'clock this morning for 3 hours from 9 till noon. And then Rob Carson, you know the rest of the drill beyond that. All right, we have a lot of ground to cover. Wow. A lot of ground to cover between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Everything from, it's fascinating. You know, people forget that if we're paying attention, we can find, particularly politicians, they assume they live in a bubble where the reality that they see is the one that they desire. They say, I don't care what I said yesterday, Today's reality is I'm 180 degrees away from that position. And they assume we don't have the wits about us to say, wait a minute, didn't you just say that? You know, just, what happened yesterday? And so we have a couple of politicians who have their shorts in a bit of a knot after saying completely contradictory things about Donald Trump, and particularly about Donald Trump and tariffs. You'll hear a lot of that coming up this hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is kind of fascinating story. Cory Booker's 24-hour Senate speech. I mean, this is like the bridge to nowhere. I mean, it's a speech without function, other than to prove that he could go 25 hours without hitting the men's room. And that's what it proved, that he could go 25 hours without hitting men's room. Do you remember anything significant? Can you recall anything significant that he said in that 24-hour period? 25. No, nothing. I can't either. Except I think once he said, I am Spartacus. And that was about the peak moment for me. But nothing. But it turns out that while he was doing that speech, he or his staff were sending out fundraising appeals based on the speech. That's a violation of election law. So, I mean, it turned out that a 24-hour speech, maybe a 24-hour speech to a major fine from the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, because a nonpartisan watchdog group has written to the Senate Ethics Committee as a result of the speech, addressed to James Langsford and Chris Coons, one Republican, one Democrat, the chair of that committee. FACT, which is an organization that is a watchdog, nonpartisan completely. FACT, the executive director, Kendra Arnold, asked the committee to investigate Cory Booker to determine whether he violated the Senate ethics prohibition on directly linking official action to a solicitation for campaign contributions. He is on the Senate floor talking for 25 hours. That's an official action. While that's happening, it wasn't even the day after, wasn't even the hour after, while it's happening, he had his staff prepped, apparently, to be sending out fundraising emails. You know, the senator's talking right now, he needs your support. That's a violation of federal election law. So it could be that his 24-hour speech may have landed him a bit of trouble. To say the very least, and a fine, which could be a rather substantial fine, because he did it more than once. Arnold's letter explained, Booker took the Senate floor March 31st, and shortly before mentioning his speech on X, he was already on the floor, and they were sending stuff on X, urging his followers to tune in. Both during and after his speech, he sent a series of emails and text messages that campaigned and fundraised off his speech. These messages specifically discussed his speech on the Senate floor and requested the reader sign up for Booker's campaign list, included links to his campaign shop so you could get the merch you want, and asked for campaign contributions. The letter went on to mention, referencing plenty of examples from March 31st, April 1st, and April 2nd. Cory Booker, 25 hours, and the one thing he may get out of this is the fact that he can dehydrate himself completely and avoid the men's room. Oh, the other thing, of course, is he gets to pay a hefty fine to the Federal Elections Committee. Thanks very much, Cory. Appreciate the help. Good morning, 613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty quiet except for one area, and that's coming out of Cecil County this morning. Had a vehicle fire. It was a tractor-trailer on fire southbound near the Tidings Bridge. At one point, the entire roadway was blocked. They're letting one lane by right now to actually see traffic on the bridge going south into Harford County, but we're still backed up before the area of Route 222 in Cecil County. One of the escape routes is through Havre de Grace on Route 40 across the Haydon Bridge if you want to head that way. But in the meantime, still stacked up with a delay coming south on 95. Both the tunnels, looking at them live right now, good shape, both 895 and 95. You might pick up a little bit of early buildup on the west side outer loop as we come south from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy today, rain possible most of the day, heavy at times, at a high around 52 degrees. Hope we go into a beautiful weekend. Chance of scattered showers tomorrow. Yeah, I know. High 50s Sunday. Hey, it's going to dry out Sunday, but midday, high around 64 degrees right now. Pikesville has 44 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 46. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's been a wild week. It's Friday, and it feels like since we found out in a new poll that 55% of people on the left would think it's justifiable to assassinate President Trump.
Yeah, it's real nice.
It feels like that's been a two or three week old story. I mean, there's been so much has happened during the course of this week, but I can't put my finger, Chuck, on anything specific that really occupied my focus.
It's like they said, it's been a roller coaster ride. It's up and down, it's in and out, it's all over the place.
This study, if people are not aware of this study, it's frightening. This is a Network Contagion Research Institute, the NCRI report, found that 55% of left-leaning respondents in their poll believe that it is justifiable to assassinate President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
38% said it would be at least somewhat justified. Really?
Anonymously, though, I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Really?
They're big and brave when they don't have to put their name out there or their face.
Well, to me, this is terrifying.
Right.
The guy who ran the poll said Trump represents the perfect target for the assassination culture. He's powerful, he's rich, he's provocative. That puts him on the highest shelf for those who glorify political violence. And what I find particularly unsettling about this, I can't find a single Democrat who's come out and said, this is wrong.
No, of course not.
Not a one. Not. To me, that's appalling.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that at some point along the curve, some senator, anybody, would stand up and say, this is nutsoid.
Mm-mm.
I mean, really? These are my voters? I don't want your vote if you're going to think about assassinating the president.
Because they're thinking if they say anything, then that alienates them with the base that they really want to be with.
Doesn't human morality weigh in somewhere on this?
Not anymore.
Honest to God, you would think somewhere along the curve here, somebody would say, I don't give a damn if it costs me my job,
right,
to advocate assassinating the president, saying it's perfectly okay with you to knock the guy off because I don't happen to like him. This leads to a very, very dark place. But what we're seeing, for a long time, Chuck, I was saying that America struck me as roughly the Weimar Republic in the early 1930s. I've moved that timeline up because of stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now we very much resemble the Weimar Republic right before the beer hall pushed and some of the more violent things the brown shirts pulled off.
Yeah.
The brown shirts now are going after Tesla.
And those people could care less. And they almost got the guy twice.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they missed him by millimeters. Literally.
Yep. A hair's breadth. Turn your head 10 degrees in the other direction.
Unbelievable.
If it weren't for the Secret Service spotting the rifle's barrel poking through a fence,
right,
that was the second attempt.
Mm-hmm.
He may have been gunned down on his own golf course. This should have been a shocking wake-up call for Democrats.
Right.
It has not been, apparently. And now that Trump has won, and he's doing what people elected him to do.
He is.
Then you got to say, wait a minute, the guy's, he won the election fair and square. He won the popular, he won the electoral, he won all the swing states.
Mm-hmm.
He has the House, he has the Senate. And you would think that the minority party would say, we have to retrench, figure out what we're doing that is not appealing to the voter. Well, you might start by being able to define what a woman is, just a hint.
Right.
But, I mean, go down that path. Instead, the reaction is, well, he beat us, let's kill him.
Right. Erase him. And a nice, easy path for us.
Just absolutely horrifying. Just horrifying.
It's ridiculous. And like I said, they won't show their face. They won't show any names because they'd all be incarcerated.
Yeah, well, you know, you would think that some of the more prominent individuals would be getting visits from the Secret Service.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You do have some people like Madonna thought recently it was okay to blow up the White House. She said that it was his first term. And you had got a Kathy Griffin with that bloody
head.
You know, I mean, this kind of shock theater. It's funny. And Chuck, you and I will remember the time in radio very clearly. When you and I worked together initially, which is the late 1970s, there's a guy in town, nice guy, Johnny Walker, over at a station called WFBR. I'm not sure the station even exists anymore. And he was a shock jock.
Right.
And there are others around the country who do the same thing. And what I said at the time was the problem with being a shock jock is you have to keep doing more shocking things.
Right. You got to top yourself every day.
And sooner or later, you run out of acceptable ways to be shocking.
Right.
And it's funny. People learn that over time. Even Howard Stern figured that out. He started as a shock jock and eventually figured out, I can't keep going down this path because it's a path to nowhere. Right. It's a path to obscurity. And, you know, at the time I said, I'm just not going to go down that path because it's not very fruitful. Well, apparently now that whole philosophy has left broadcast, but has now infected the Democrat Party.
Right.
Bloodthirsty. Just bloodthirsty. Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple of minutes. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 620.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASC certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Friday morning, 6:22, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean Casey is out this morning. I'm Bruce Elliott here with you from now till 9 this morning. A particular interest to me is, you take a look at Portland, Oregon. And this is kind of emblematic of where some of the loonier left is. Leftist Antifa folks engaged in 100 consecutive nights of rioting in Portland. 100 nights. Targeting federal buildings, targeting other official facilities, night after night after night, 100 nights. And the administration in Portland was feckless. They didn't do a damn thing because they were being woke. Portland, of course, just one of many cities experiencing this nonsense. It's the Chaz Zone in Seattle, right, where they said, we don't go by the rules of the United States. You enter here and we rule you. That was in Seattle. By the end of that summer, 19 had been killed in that expression of, look at me, aren't I brave? I can only say, thank God that's not going to happen in this administration. You can flat out count on it. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker.
Big delays, multi-mile backup in coming out of Cecil County towards the Tidings Bridge at the Susquehanna River. It's the cleanup on a tractor trailer that was on fire southbound early this morning, and the backup is still there. Just looked at the Hayden Bridge, which is on Route 40 into Haverty Grace. If you can get over there, you can do that. You can come back through Haverty Grace on 155, and you'll come out south of all this backup on 95. Just an option, but everybody's sitting still. It's at least a 2-mile backup, maybe even a little bit more for that traffic. Eventually, it'll work its way down. We can see traffic on the bridge. It's going to be slow for a while with the cleanup still underway, and apparently only one lane is getting by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Cloudy, rain possible most of the day today. It's going to be heavy at times, a high around 52 degrees. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high 50. Sunday, dry, partly sunny, and a high 64. Right now, Ellicott City has 45 degrees. Hunt Valley has 46. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, let's get to it. This is kind of fascinating stuff. You talk about politicians not having a real long memory. That's the stuff they said, and thank God for a videotape and archives. Here's Caroline Leavitt.
Everybody in Washington, whether they want to admit it or not, knows that this president is right when it comes to tariffs and when it comes to trade. In fact, Democrats have long said that the United States of America has been ripped off by the countries around the world. They just don't want to admit it now because it's President Trump who is saying that.
Yeah, they just don't want to admit it now. The Democrats are saying, we never said that. We never said that. Well, except in 1996 when Nancy Pelosi said it.
Today, members of Congress will be asked to set down a marker. How far does China have to go? How much more repression? How big a trade deficit and loss of jobs for the American worker? And how much more dangerous proliferation has to exist before members of this House of Representatives will say, I will not endorse the status quo?
Well, that's probably a one-off, right? Nobody in authority beyond that ever said anything like that, except in 2007 when Chuck Schumer did.
The Chinese have enjoyed a huge trade surplus with the United States. What does this mean for America? It means a huge job loss. We have suffered dramatically in manufacturing jobs and now service jobs and other jobs. It means we have a huge trade deficit. It means the dollar sinks to abysmally low levels, threatening our wealth. And it creates chaos in the whole world trading system.
Yeah, but those beyond those two, probably nobody on the Democrat side ever said that. And they were probably like drunk or on drugs. What am I thinking about? Oh, yeah, and Sherrod Brown.
In 2000 to January 2010, we lost, some estimates were as high as one-third of our manufacturing jobs. We know it was at least 5 million jobs and some 60,000 plant closings in that 10-year period from 2000 to 2010. It's certain to be able to ascribe that, at least in part, as trade policy and tax policy.
Yeah, well, he wasn't done, though.
We know what PNTR with China did, where we went from not much more than $10 billion trade deficit in 2000 to trade deficits that were $10 to $15 billion a month with China later in the decade.
Yeah, so over and over again, folks, there are probably like 435 examples from the House alone of where Democrats in the past have said we have a real problem with the trade imbalance with China, but now that Donald Trump is doing something about it, they're all like, I never said anything like that, and what he's doing is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because Donald Trump is doing it.
These are the words of Democrats years ago. It is about time America finally has a president who is taking action to restore those millions of jobs back to the United States of America, to boost our manufacturing industry. He's doing what's right for the American people. It will take a lot of labor. It will take a lot of effort. But that's exactly what the American people elected this president to do.
And thank God we have a president who only needs around 4 hours of sleep a night. Because, boy, they have been busy since November, and particularly since January 20. They have been very busy. This is just one of a number of fronts. Now, think about this. What's happening now, and we'll talk about this throughout the show, what's happening now is big tariffs on both sides, China, U.S. Who wins that tariff battle? I would suggest that if China doesn't keep its aging workforce working, Xi will fall. So they have a lot at risk here. If for some reason it rebounds badly on us, what's going to happen? Nothing much. So if you're playing poker and you're looking at your hand and you have a full house and you realize that the next card is going to be a queen to match your three queens already, you're pretty confident in how you're playing. And I look what's going on now and I think Donald Trump, he's pretty confident in what's happening right now. More on that coming up. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you are thinking about selling your home, I've got to tell you, there's only one guy you should be talking to, and that's Vinny Steele. Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, has the ability to sell your home at your price in your time frame with minimal, just minimal hassle. In today's real estate market, you have options as a home seller that were not available 20 years ago. So if you are planning to sell your home now or in the future, by all means, contact Vinny, because he will sell your home with techniques that apply today, not the techniques that applied 20 years ago. And there is a difference in what's going on. Vinny Steele, not just another agent. He is a Maryland real estate expert, called the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty Now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, 630. News now, Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. The Baltimore City School Board has voted to implement a new cell phone policy for students in the 2025-26 academic year. The board's decision comes after the district tested several different policies and surveyed parents and students in the school community. Under this new policy, devices must be turned off and put away during the school day. Students can use school-issued devices for instructional purposes, and teachers must get approval from the principal for students to use their own devices. In an emergency, students will be able to access their devices with permission. The school board says the goal of the cell phone and electronic device policy is to reduce student distractions and enhance their learning environment. Autopsy results show a Bowie man found dead in the Bahamas drowned, but his mother is questioning the cause. Bahamian police say they don't suspect foul play was involved in the death of 23-year-old Denari McAlmont, who was found on a beach at the Atlantis Resort on Paradise Island. He and his family arrived for a weekend vacation only 12 hours before the tragedy occurred. Denari's mother believes he may have been killed, saying she saw bruising when she identified his body that looked as if he had been beaten. There were reports that he spit on a staff member at a resort restaurant before he disappeared. Investigators say no one was hurt after a gun went off in a Maryland classroom yesterday. The Charles County Sheriff's Office says a 9-year-old boy brought the gun to Billingsley Elementary School in White Plains in his book bag. The boy was looking for something inside the bag when the gun went off around 10:30. The school sent students home for the day at noon, and classes will not be held there today. The Sheriff's Office plans to forward the results of its investigation to the state's attorney to determine if anyone will face charges. And the last Radio Shack location in Maryland set to close later this month. The store in Prince Frederick opened more than 40 years ago. The owner continued to use the Radio Shack name even though the company declared bankruptcy in 2015. Coming up, we take a check of traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 795, and the pick 4 was 6347. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Delays coming south out of Cecil County. Again, there was a vehicle fire, tractor trailer on fire overnight. Tidings Bridge at the Susquehanna River, below the area of the 98-mile marker southbound. And as that traffic comes south, we need to be on the lookout for that. The backup is still there, though in the last couple of minutes, it looks like we're moving a little bit better. And I see a little more traffic out on the bridge heading south into Harford County. But there's a big backup on 95 as you're coming down through Cecil County and eventually across the river. Hayden Bridge on Route 40 is taking some of the overflow. Definitely watch it there. There's a new problem now on the BW Parkway southbound. Report of an accident near the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM. get?
Lots of clouds, plenty of rain, and the temperatures running cool. The rain heavy at times today, 52. Tomorrow, showers scattered, 50 the high. Sunday's a dry day, and we warm up, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At the 635, sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles embark on a 9-game homestand tonight as they host the Blue Jays at 7:05. Tomo Sugano making his Camden Yards debut. Question posed for manager Brendan Hyde after the Diamondback series is at 5-8 after 13 games. What is the level of concern in the Oriole clubhouse?
No, I don't think it's urgency right now. There's a little bit of frustration from guys that they're not off to starts that are, you know, I don't think that we're not panicking in the clubhouse. We're just guys are trying to put together good at bats. And
power at bats have gone mute at this point after hitting 6 home runs on opening day and 10 in their first 3 games. The Orioles now have just hit 2 in their last 10 games. Orioles first baseman Ryan Mountcastle.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It happens. It's baseball. And yeah, I feel like we've been hitting some balls hard and just not really finding any holes right now, but hopefully it will soon.
Starting rotation ERA, Eflin through 3 starts is at 3. That's 3 quality starts, but he's on the injured list. Rest of the staff through 10 starts, 685. Morton, 878. Kramer, 818. Povich, 610. Sugano, who goes tonight, 289. The Baltimore Sun reporting yesterday that the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network has reduced the number of Orioles games the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer will broadcast this season. An Orioles spokesperson said that Palmer's 2-year deal with Masson was signed in January of 24, so this would be the final year of the current deal. The 25 season is Palmer's 62nd with the Orioles since joining the organization as a 17-year-old back in, well, the early 60s. Caps back on home ice last night, celebrating Alex Ovechkin in the pregame, and then it was 4-4 with Carolina in a shootout. Pierre-Luc Dubois scored for Washington, and then it was up to Sean Walker of Carolina.
Sean Walker
has got a wicked shot
on his stick, just 5 on the season, but good against the Caps. Walker in, shooting, and it's off Lindgren, and the Capitals have clinched the Eastern Conference.
John Walton with the call of monumental in place of Joe B. Caps win it 5-4 after the game. Caps head coach Spencer Carberry had this to say.
It's time to turn the page, and it's time for us to now focus on the task at hand, and that's finishing the regular season and doing a good job of feeling confident going into the first round of the playoffs.
DraftKings recently released NFL win totals for the year, and the Ravens are tied for the league lead in most projected wins at 11.5 games, the same as the Chiefs, Bills, and Eagles. The quartet of teams are the only NFL franchises with odds of plus 700 or lower to win the Super Bowl, and the Ravens also the favorite in the AFC North. The time now is 6:37 when we return, but how does he really feel?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, the comments to the articles are always better than the article itself.
Sometimes, yeah.
Right? Of course. So the Baltimore Sun had an article the other day about how fans feel about the Orioles, you know, poll, basically, mm-hmm. and they asked fans to write in. I just chuckle, but this one got me, and I had to repurpose it, as it were.
I see. Okay.
This is from Chris L., again, on the Orioles start. He gets a lot off his chest here in a short amount of time. He covers a lot of ground. David Rubenstein is no better than the Angelos family. The Orioles are playoff choke artists. The manager should have been fired instead of scapegoating so many assistants. And then Major League Baseball turns the game into beer league softball with stupid torpedo bats. No thanks, he says. That's a lot of ground to cover in,
really?
What, 44 words?
Yes. And let me juxtapose this. We're going to be taking vacation sometime this summer, heading out to visit our daughter in St. Louis. And one of the things that I'm going to
do while we're there is a buddy of mine and his wife live out in St. Louis as well.
You got to go to the game.
We've been to the St. Louis game. Hmm. We're going to drive 3 hours to Kansas City.
There you go.
To see the game. I've never been to Kansas City.
Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah, so, I mean, my goal is to see a ball game in every major league park. And I've not seen Kansas City yet. I've seen St. Louis. I happen to love the game. I don't care what shape the bat is. I just love watching the game.
Well, I got two words for Chris L., okay? And he may end up being right. I mean, all the stuff that he said, he could be right. But right now, okay, two words, 13 games. That's all we're in. It's 7% of the season. There's a long way to go. And again, he could end up being right, okay? But, hey, just give it a minute here. 13 games.
All right, 13 games.
Two words.
13 games.
Well, nice, Harry. Well said, Bruce.
Talking at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This kind of fascinating to me. There's a big stink now about something called the SAVE Act. What the SAVE Act does is it requires an individual to present proof of citizenship in order to be able to vote. The SAVE Act requires all Americans to provide documentary proof of U.S. citizenship when registering to vote or updating their voter registration. Now, they're saying on the left, oh, there's a significant barriers here for many of us. And I said, wait a minute, now, what's the real ID thing? Real ID thing is what you have on your driver's license, and we're all going to be required to have the real ID on our driver's license, or you're not going to fly anywhere. I mean, it's pretty simple. They said unless you have a real ID, a driver's license, you cannot use that as identification getting on a domestic or a foreign flight. So what's required in the Real ID Act? So I went over and I thought, well, I'll just check real fast with MVA here in Maryland, and here's what it says on their site. To make your driver's license or identification real ID, typical requirements include proof of age and identity, such as an original U.S. birth certificate or U.S. passport, Social Security card, W-2, not more than 18 months old, or an SSA 1099 from not more than 18 months ago. So, in other words, much of the stuff that we're being told in order to register for voting, basically, you have to have a real ID card. What's the big deal here? I mean, if the idea is we really only like to have American citizens voting in U.S. elections, and we'd like to have them voting once rather than multiple times, seems to me this is not an imprudent thing to do. Not all agree. Senator Alex Padilla says this is just voter suppression.
This is a solution in search of a problem. This is a classic example of the SAVE Act. What Republicans are doing is once again demonizing immigrants for the sake of making it harder for eligible citizens to register to vote and to cast their ballots in elections. It's voter suppression in disguise, not so much of a disguise.
But wait a minute, no. You have a real ID on your driver's license? What's the biggie here? If you have a passport, you're covered. You have a birth certificate, you're covered. Now, there will be a handful of individuals who have neither of those things. And I'm quite sure there will be accommodations made for that handful of individuals. But what Padilla is saying, basically, is this is an attempt at voter suppression to make sure that the wrong people don't get to vote. I don't understand the logic, because you're just as likely to be conservative as liberal if you don't have a birth certificate. You're also, by the way, likely to have been born in the late 1800s. But the idea is somehow that you don't have the capacity for having a form of self-identification, I don't buy it. More from him and from Lauren Boebert, who is in favor of the SAVE Act, which passed the House yesterday. Coming up, first, though, 643, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's a Friday Finley in the traffic.
There was a big problem from overnight. Tractor trailer was on fire southbound 95 right before we get to the Tidings Bridge at the Susquehanna. I'm looking at the live shot here, which is in Cecil County at Route 222. And again, we're all squeezed up right here. Very limited lanes as you're going south. And there's a major backup coming down from Cecil County. I was wrong before. I thought it said 98 mile marker, 93 mile marker. But we're backed up at least 3 miles on 95. So pretty close. It starts around the 96. 66, and it's coming south to the 93. The option would be over into Haverty Grace using the Hayden Bridge on that section of Route 40. Don't see a lot of traffic there because it's a little bit of a pain to get over in that area, but you can do it while you're still in Cecil County. Come back over to 95 across Level Road, or you can continue south from there, eventually coming back to the south of the Tidings Bridge and bypassing all of this problem. BW Parkway southbound, there was a minor wreck right before the Capitol Beltway. Heads up for that if you're going south from Powder Mill Road through that area. Beltway a little slow now, filling in towards I-70 and the Old Harbor Tunnel now, with brake lights beginning before you get to the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, did I hear you say that you were wrong?
Yes.
My world has been shattered.
Oh, I like to be correct. I like to admit when I saw it the wrong way.
Yeah. So I know you're a married guy.
Don't even go there.
Yes. Cloudy today.
73% wrong.
Rain possible most of the day. Heavy at times, a high 52. Chance of scattered showers tomorrow, high 50. Sunday dry, partly sunny, a high 64. Right now, Ellicott City has 45 degrees. Reisterstown has 41. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And it's time for us now to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Food from the food and food stories from the food and beverage industry in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
Again? Nothing up my sleeve.
What on earth? You're going to notice a certain similarity in stories here, Chuck. First of all, you're not a big, you don't like bourbon or scotch or.
Yeah,
you do something.
A little bit here and there.
Jules, what about you? You big on that kind of stuff? Or are you probably
not really?
Not really. All right. So you just have to be patient for the fourth story, then. All right. There's a $66 scotch. That's a little pricey for a bottle of scotch, but it has just won the best single malt in the world contest. And I'm thinking, you know, Chuck, you and I could probably split the bottle. I keep it here in safekeeping, of course.
Yes.
And that way we can each try the best single malt in the entire world.
Oh.
The World Whiskies Awards has crowned its best single malt for 2025. One of Scotland's few independently owned and operated distilleries, announced in late March after multiple rounds of blind judging, the Glen Alachie. That's Allachie, 12-year-old. So it's not even a really, really old scotch.
Right.
But
sure.
It's the best single malt in the entire world for $66. If your pocket's deep enough, it might be time to call the liquor store and say, do you guys carry that? Or can you get me a bottle? Second story. There's a similarity here. For the first time in 70 years, Maker's Mark is releasing a new type of whiskey. And so, since its founding more than 70 years ago, Maker's Mark is now finally releasing a wheat whiskey, marking the first non-bourbon release in the company's history. The new annual release is dubbed Star Hill Farm Whiskey, named after the Kentucky farm that is home to Maker's Mark and has been since 1953. The blend is derived from mash bill, 61% wheat, 20% malted wheat, 90% malted barley. But this is not a bourbon. It is a wheat whiskey.
Wheat.
I'm not sure if I've had a wheat whiskey before. That's probably worth trying. Here's the third story. Again, Jules, just be patient. We're getting to you.
Okay.
Ireland, their oldest distillery, is releasing the oldest Irish single malt ever. For centuries, Irish whiskey has been duking out with scotch for bragging rights as to where the water of life, the Uscaba, was known in Gaelic, was first distilled. Whoever got there first, whiskey has been made on Ireland for a very long time, possibly as far back as the 12th century, which makes it even more impressive that Bushmills, going back to 19... Do you realize Bushmills goes back to 1608?
Wow.
1608. Wow. They're issuing The Secrets of the River Bush, which is their newest, oldest Irish single malt ever. Aside from Bushmills, the only one distillery producing whiskey in all of Ireland, much of what was lighter grain whiskey made from grains other than barley. And so the oldest distillery in Ireland is releasing the oldest Irish single malt ever. So three stories there. And now a story, Jules, just for you.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
Want stronger muscles? The study says that adding this berry could help your diet. A study of mice found that consuming grapes altered gene expression related to muscle growth, better metabolism, and does down on inflammation, a potential muscle health benefit. Grapes control polyphenols, and it names a couple of them that I cannot pronounce, but apparently eating grapes can help you get stronger muscles. It does not specify, Chuck, however, whether the grapes have to be in solid or liquid form.
That's true. That's true.
So, you know, me, I had a bunch of grapes last weekend, man. I think I had like a half a bottle of grapes. Chuck Whitaker back with us there on 3.5, 4 minutes. And that is Chuck's Food News on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. 6:50 right now. I'm Bruce Elliott here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Senator Alex Padilla, you heard one cut from him. And now now what the Democrats leaned on before this vote, and it passed. It passed with some Democrat votes yesterday in the House. It has to go to the Senate. The SAVE Act. He says that it's going to make it harder to vote for the military.
Here's the truth. It is already illegal for non-citizens to vote in our elections. Our current laws and protections are working. What would the SAVE Act do? It would make it harder for members of the military, for example, when they're deployed to a different base and maybe have to re-register, and it's not so easy from not maybe being able to vote in the next election. Or a woman who's married and changed her last name, and all of a sudden her ID doesn't match her birth certificate. You know, this is voter suppression, and it's unnecessary.
Yeah, it's been working so very well. That's why there's no voter fraud in this country at all in our elections, and we're very happy with that. Thank you, Senator Padilla. However, there are those who would, I guess, demur from that point of view. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is one.
I've never had to bring my birth certificate to prove that I was a registered voter. I have an ID that has a different name than my birth certificate. And also, since we're using women as bait here, maybe in the next round of debates, they could explain to us exactly what a woman is.
Zing! 6:51 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th. At Michael's Cafe and Timonium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
But they probably should be. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Big delays, 95 south, leaving Cecil County, coming down through the 93-mile marker before the Susquehanna River Bridge. Tractor trailer on fire overnight, very limited lanes getting by. There's a big delay, could be 2, maybe 3 mile backup as you're coming south. We do see some overflow traffic now on Route 40 on the Hayden Bridge into Haverty Grace. The other option is way up the road there on Route 1 over the Conowingo Dam, but I think it's more out of the way. Route 40, probably the better bet. You can come back over to the interstate on the Harford County side. Heads up, southbound on the BW Parkway with the accident in the left-hand lane. It looks like it's just inside the bridge at the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Cloudy, rain possible most of the day today. Will be heavy at times. And a high of about 52 degrees heading the weekend for tomorrow. Not a great day. Chance of scattered showers tomorrow on a high 50. Right now, Parkville 44. The Otherville, Pikeville has also 44 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, Marty texts in, the Charlie the traffic person is never wrong. Occasionally mistaken, but never wrong. We realize that. Michael is in Glanville, PA. Michael, good morning.
Yes. Oh, and it's Glanville, by the way.
Oh, Glanville. I thought yeah. You had like swollen glands. It was Glanville, and I would drop the D.
That's okay. I was just thinking, you know, with this real ID, if you've ever watched the film Hunt for Red October, it just reminds me that Vasily would recognize the country he left.
Yeah.
Remember he said, well, I won't need my papers to travel from state to state?
Yeah, true. That's not the case here, obviously. But I understand your concern that this can get overboard pretty quickly. But the indications are this is not a massive imposition on personal freedom. This is simply the extension of an attempt to make sure that only U.S. citizens are voting in elections in the United States. And how do you do that? Well, you ask for some form of identification when the voter registers that establishes that they were born here. If you go to the MVA right now, Michael,
I'm talking about beyond that, because I was listening to something else about you're going to need this to if you're going to fly. If you don't have it, you need your passport.
Michael, if you don't have it, hold on a second, Michael.
Yes.
If your driver's license is not a real ID driver's license, it will not get you on an airplane right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, your papers.
Yeah,
because your driver's license now, you know, do I need a passport to travel within the country?
No, you need a passport to make sure you're not a Mideast terrorist, I suppose. Look, I see the point you're making, and I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
I'm fortunate enough that I just drive where I need to go. I mean, at what point am I going to need my papers to drive from state to state now, since you're going to need your papers to drive, fly within the country?
I think you're good on that until, next year. I think that's when that's installed, Michael. Again, I appreciate the points you're making, and I'm making light of it. I don't think we're anywhere near there yet. But thanks for the call, 410-WCBM-680. Lauren Boebert says the current voter registration system, it really sucks.
The American people are done messing around with a woke, weak-kneed system that lets our elections get hijacked. I am fighting for you, for me, for every American who knows our vote is sacred, and it's time to lock it down with citizens only. Let's cut the crap. Right now, you can walk up, check a box claiming you're a citizen, and boom, you're registered for federal elections. No proof, no ID. That's not a system built on trust. It's a system vulnerable to error, fraud, and exploitation.
Yeah, and with the number of illegal aliens currently in this country, and I would start to note that if you go to the MVA right now to get your driver's license, you can show up speaking no English whatsoever. They will issue your driver's license, assuming you pass the test, and then ask you if you'd like a voter registration card. There's never a, are you a U.S. citizen? They are prevented from asking that question. So our system is hardly secure as it currently is.
This isn't radical. It's not extreme. It's a basic safeguard to ensure that only those who are legally entitled to participate in our elections can do so. Let's be clear. This isn't about denying anyone's right to vote. It's about protecting the rights of every American citizen, not adding votes and subtracting American citizens' votes.
Yeah, not adding new voters in who may not be actually eligible to vote, which then means your vote is worth less. Well, let's take it to the extreme so it's easy to understand. If there are 10 people voting on a particular issue, five of them are voting illegally, in other words, are not citizens, and you do the tally count at the end, those five people who are here legally voting, their vote is now worth half of what it should be worth. Because there are five illegal votes watering down the value of their vote. It's less intense here than if you go out to the American Southwest, where you see areas in this country where there is no English spoken. All the signs are in Spanish. If you go to certain parts of this country, all the signs will be in some other language. Do we want that kind of America? Or do you want an America where English is the official language, and we expect that when you become a citizen, you're fluent enough in English to get you by? Your comments on this, 410-WCBM-680. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. And again, if you want to weigh on this, that's great. Coming up still, next hour, well, Maxine Waters is at it again. Wait until you hear her.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Along with a barrage of bluster, including a threat to fight to the end, China has fired another volley in the trade war with the U.S. Beijing says starting tomorrow it will be boosting its tariffs on American goods from 84 to 125%. Despite it all, President Trump insisting he remains bullish on the U.S. economy.
The president continues to preach patience when it comes to his tariffs policy.
We think we're in very good shape. We think we're doing very well. Again, there'll be a transition cost, transition problems, but in the end, it's going to be a beautiful thing.
He said he's very happy with the way the country's running, even though stock prices have swung wildly this week and surveys show a drop in consumer confidence. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president's big, beautiful bill, as he calls it, takes a major step forward. House Republicans voting to advance work on that budget legislation. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the goal, to cut taxes and excessive government spending.
I want to compliment our president, President Trump, who is always engaged with us and available and accessible. He didn't have to call a single member to wrangle anybody on this thing. He allowed me the space to do what I need to do, and we got the votes together, and we reaffirmed our commitments. It's real. We want to find real savings. We have an obligation to do that.
Along with tax cuts and spending reductions, the president would like to increase spending on defense, energy, and border security. Family of five from Spain and the pilots are dead after their New York City sightseeing helicopter plunged into the Hudson River yesterday afternoon, went into the water just off Jersey City, New Jersey. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned higher. The Dow futures are up 180 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 112, and the S&P futures 28 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This world is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGCMS 70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping. No sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
Good morning. It's 7:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
The accident on the VW Parkway is southbound. It's just inside the Capitol Beltway. The new update says two of the left-hand lanes now blocked. So anybody south from Powder Mill Road down through that area, that's the reason for the delay. And a tractor trailer on fire overnight near the Tidings Bridge over the Susquehanna River. If you're southbound anywhere after the 96-mile marker, coming down through that area towards the 93-mile marker, which is at Route 222. Pretty solid backup. Apparently, one lane only is still getting through there. So Route 40 through Haverty Grace on the Hayden Bridge is taking most of the detour right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds, plenty of rain, and the temperatures running cool. The rain heavy at times today, 52. Tomorrow, showers scattered, 50 the high. Sunday's a dry day, and we warm up, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Stio, your home sold guaranteed. Howard County Police have arrested a suspect in a 2020 shooting that claimed the life of a pregnant woman and her baby. Edward Robinson has been charged with two counts of first and second degree murder in the death of Rabia Ahmad and her baby girl Aja. Ahmad was in a home on Dovecote Drive in Columbia when Robinson allegedly fired shots into the house and struck Ahmad, who was 28 weeks pregnant. Ahmad died at a hospital and doctors delivered her baby, who died several days later. Police say Ahmad was not the intended target. Robinson is being held without bond. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is preparing to travel overseas for an economic development trip. Beginning today, the governor takes a week-long trip to Japan and South Korea for his first international trade and investment mission focused on quantum computing, life sciences, and robotics. Moore says the countries are two of Maryland's closest trade partners, and the goal of the trip is to grow partnerships. The trip is taking place amid strained trade relations between the U.S. and other nations due to tariffs announced by the Trump administration. The governor will return April 18th. Up next, it's Stein on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Stio, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Stio.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Stio and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Stio.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Stio like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnyStio.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles hoping some of that good old home cooking will do the trick, as at 5-8, they begin a 9-game homestand tonight against the Jays at 7:05. Tomo Sugano and his 2.89 ERA will take the hill. Jackson Holliday asked to describe the season's first 13 games.
I feel like when we score, we score a lot and we play good baseball, and then sometimes when we get off to a little bit slower starts, it's kind of harder for us to come back. But, I mean, like you said, it's only been 13 games, and obviously this team is very talented, and I think we're going to win a lot of games this year. But, I mean, it's tough. Baseball's tough.
Elsewhere in the AL East, it is tough indeed. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-3. Angels romped over the Rays 11-1. It was the final. Day two of the Masters tees off in about 35 minutes. Justin Rose at 7-under, 65 atop the leaderboard. He tees off at 8:52. Scottie Scheffler, 3-back at 4-under, goes at 1:23 this afternoon. Other notables, Brooks Koepke, who had a hole-in-1 yesterday, tees off at 9:36. Rory McIlroy, who struggled on the second nine yesterday and came in at even 72, goes at 9:58 this morning. Coming up in 30 minutes, it was only a matter of time. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Taking care of business, working overtime. Good morning. We are The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Casey is off today, and Monday, actually, to a visiting family. Jules, you're in Monday as well, right?
I am.
Good deal. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
So we are at full staff here. An interesting email in from Judy. So the Democrats' real objection to the SAVE Act is this, quote, "Wait a minute. You're telling us that after we went to all the trouble to illegally usher in millions of people and pay for their every need and want, they're not going to be able to vote for us? This is clearly suppression." I'm afraid you may be right in your analysis that that's indeed part of what's going on here. But there are other things going on in the news as well. For example, one of the few members of Congress to wear $17 wigs to work every day.
Maxine
Waters.
I'm begging you, please step down in me. Maxine. How much more are you going to steal from me?
All right, try to follow along. I've not been able to, but maybe you can.
Do I have to tell you more about the chaos? The disruption. Do I have to tell you more about the uncertainty? I am so worried about our seniors and Social Security for being able to provide overdraft fees, and they have to have little more than $5. I don't know where we're going with all of this. I am totally disgusted. $5.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. Thanks, Max. Talk Radio 680 WCB. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Glenn starts us off this hour in Easton. Glenn, good morning. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, good morning. So driving and flying are privileges, and the government seemed to impose on us that we have to provide ID to do those things. I don't have a problem with showing my driver's license to vote. When I vote in Talbot County, I show them my driver's license, and it's like I'm showing a crucifix to the devil because they turn their heads at the voting registration.
Yes.
I can't look at it. I'm like, oh, I insist. Please look at it.
I was amazed that was the case, but yeah, I've run into the same thing here.
So here's my other thing. As a gun owner, that's a right, the Second Amendment. I can't tell you how infringed I am on that one with having to have an HQL, have to do background checks. You know, concealed carry permits, the 16 hours of training, all that stuff, you know. But if I go to Florida, it's constitutional carry. It's completely free down there. And it's just amazing. That's federalism, though. That's how things work. If you don't like this state, you can move to another. But I honestly see why sovereign citizens have the mentality they do. Like, I'm traveling. I'm not driving. And this piece of paper I just wrote lets me do whatever I want. It's kind of like Ron Swanson in Parks and Recreation. I can do what I want. I have a permit. You know, it just says I can do this. You know, and so it's interesting. I'm all for providing the ID for voting, but I hope it's not a slippery slope into much more strict requirements for voting. The problem with this is because there's been so much fraud that we have to do something to fix it. There has to be a way to tell who's voting, because it's very simple. I believe James O'Keefe was able to vote under the former attorney general. He just walked in and said, I'm Eric Holder, and I'm Holder, or something like that, and they were going to let him vote.
Yeah, the level of security. And look, all these people are volunteers who sit on election day and go through this nonsense over and over and over again. And God bless them for it. It must be a very dedicated group of individuals who are willing to do that. But I get your point. What we don't want is to have a commissar determining whether or not your papers are in order and whether they're up to date. But I do not think it's a massive imposition to say only legal citizens are supposed to vote in our election. Let's confirm that you are one of them so that your vote is not diluted. And I think that is the intent here.
Right. And the other thing, the other thing we need to look at is on the census, like who gets counted? Because right now it's persons, and that can include illegals.
It does include illegals, and so entire voting districts are being changed.
Right. I mean, and you think about this: a voting district is anywhere from 700,000 to 1 million people. How many illegal aliens across the border? We've increased like the voting districts probably by 30 at least. There could be additional 30 voting districts in this country because of all the illegals that came through.
Glenn, thanks for your call, buddy. I got a scoot, man. We're up against the clock. I appreciate it. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Great call. 410-WCVM-680 for your calls. And right now, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're still looking at a big delay in Cecil County. Tractor trailer on fire early this morning, southbound, as we're going out onto the Tidings Bridge, which is over the Susquehanna River. That's still very limited lanes. Traffic south from the Chesapeake House is clear there, but you run into the backup at about the 95, 96 mile marker southbound, and it's crawling from there. Different reports coming in say the left-hand lane is the only lane open. I actually do see some traffic on the bridge, but if it's the left-hand lane, you know that's bad because we're going from three lanes down to one right before we get in there. Hayden Bridge over on Route 40 into Havre de Grace. You have a couple of options after that. Come back on the interstate at Level Road, go into Aberdeen, come back on at Route 22. So several options there, but there is overflow traffic now on that side. Just looked at the harbor tunnels to make sure we're okay. Nothing out of the ordinary there. The pace is actually pretty good right now. They're working on a wreck in Prince George's County on the BW Parkway southbound at the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, rain possible most of the day today. Some of the rain, by the way, is going to be heavy depending upon where you happen to be. A high today of just about 52 degrees. For tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and a high 50. Dry out a bit on Sunday, partly sunny and a high 64. Right now, Parkville has 44 degrees. A Hunt Valley, 46. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Time for the Mega Movement Update. And boy, the president has been on fire the last handful of days. He had a conversation with some of the folks at the NRCC, which I believe is the National Republican Congressional Coalition. I think I have the CCs right on that. And one of the topics he took on, I gotta love the guy, he took on old Pencil Neck.
Adam Shifty Shifts, can you believe this guy? He's got the smallest neck I've ever seen. And the biggest head, we call them watermelon head. I'd say, how could that big fat face stand on a neck that looked like this finger? How can it? It was the weirdest thing. It's a mystery. Nobody can understand it.
Yeah, of course, Adam Schiff, during the first Trump administration, had a habit of walking out of a skiff, one of these secure locations where secret stuff was held, and running straight to the nearest microphone to say, this is what we talked about. Not exactly real good on national security issues.
Here's a guy that goes out, and he goes to an intelligence hearing, or whatever you might call it, and it's supposed to be secret. He'd walk out, he'd either make a call off the record, just as Crooked Adam, Shifty Schiff. He's a shifty Adam. Or he just go out blatantly and have a news conference.
Yeah, which happened more than once. And, of course, Adam Schiff is the one who kept running around saying, I have the documentation to prove that Russia was real and Donald Trump was in cahoots with the Ruskies in 2016. And whenever asked to present it at the appropriate time was the response. At the appropriate time. When do you suppose it will be appropriate? Just kind of curious. Something tells me the day after the sun explodes will be the appropriate time for Adam Schiff to finally release those documentation. because I don't think it actually exists. And that is your Mega Mega Movement update.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
718 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, back to the phones, 410-WCBM-680, if you'd like to join the conversation. Beatrice, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, here I am. Anyways, I have a little bit, want like some confirmation, because I've heard a lot of liberal lies going around that the SAVE Act means that married women or any person like change their name, if their birth certificate doesn't match their name, that they can't register or anything like that. So since my birth certificate doesn't match my name since I married my husband, does this mean, you know, it's no good or anything, or is this just another liberal scare tactic?
Well, are you still able to tell your husband how he should vote? I'm kidding you. I'm kidding you. No, it's a bunch of bunk. That's not the case at all. I mean, all you have to do is present the proper documentation when you initially register. And believe me, there are provisions in the SAVE Act as it currently exists to protect the right of women to vote. This is a bill that's being pushed by a couple of women congresspeople. It went through the House of Representatives yesterday, Lauren Boebert being one of them. She's no shrinking flower. So something tells me that the right of females to vote in elections in this country, I think we established back in 1917, somewhere in there, more than 100 years ago. So I think suffrage is here to stay. Beatrice, I think you're okay on that one.
All right, thank you.
Sure, thanks for the call. 410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance, it's 1-800-WCBM-680. This in from Paz. I applaud President Trump's attempts to recalibrate trade policy. My concern is that additional tariffs could result in higher prices and damage the retirement accounts of the middle class that helped elect Trump. If so, the GOP could lose the House during the midterms, which would stymie further implementation of Trump's conservative agenda. My hope is that the pause will allow the administration to cut new deals with our trade partners and eliminate the need for additional tariffs. I believe it will, with the exception of China. I think that's already pretty much in place. Of course, the world is now accepting that there's going to be a baseline 10% tariff, unless they negotiated both sides down to zero. One of the difficulties is simply saying we're going to have no tariffs with anybody, and it's olly-olly oxen-free, and you can go ahead and sell whatever you want, and may the best product win, which is a position some people take. What do you do with oppressive regimes that use child labor? Are we going to have zero tariffs for them as well? China being one of the more obvious cases, what do you do if you have a regime like Iran where you have no suffrage, women don't have many rights, you cover yourself up in a burqa and lead your life? Do we give them, since they're delegitimizing half their population, basically, do we give them equal treatment under the law? I mean, those cases, it seems to me, do need to be addressed on a case-by-case basis. But beyond that, if we can reach an agreement with zero tariffs between us and Canada, us and Great Britain, us and Germany, us and France, already Vietnam, I think, and I think Cambodia, one or two of the other, CETO, the Southeast Asian Treaty Organization, those countries, the prospect of having zero tariffs with them is a pretty daggone good idea. Completely, it seems to me. 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance, is 1-800-WCBM. And now, this.
Three of the hardest things for people to say. I was wrong. I need help. Worcestershire sauce.
And what's that there, sauce? It's three things, I'm sorry. I need help. And pass the wishes. Can I have the A1? It's pretty much how it goes in my household. 410-WCBM-680, toll free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. And we move forward. Now, we've gone through, what? We're going to take a break? Let's take a break.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
95 is still backed up, big delays coming down from Delaware, coming through Cecil County. You get down to the 93-mile marker. Even before that, it's backed up single lane almost down to the Tidings Bridge because of a tractor-trailer fire overnight. So they're getting everybody squeezed down right at Route 222. And then we can see up ahead where it's a single lane to the left getting by at that point. Some traffic is crossing the bridge. Went back over and checked again for you just to see. Route 40 at the Hayden Bridge coming out of Cecil County towards Havre de Grace is an option if you want to go over there. Moving a hell of a lot better than it is on 95 southbound. Everybody else this morning so far have had no issues on the Beltway. Really had no issues at all at both the tunnels right now. The only other problem spot was a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound at the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Right now, Ellicott City has 45 degrees, and Aberdeen right now has 43. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM 725, Friday morning on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean out today and Monday. He's back, and we're back at full strength on Tuesday. And then I'm out for a day or two for some surgical stuff that happens. So we'll deal with that. This is kind of interesting. John Hart runs an organization, nonprofit, and they've gone, I think it's called Open the Books, if I recall correctly. They took a look at one of the ways, you talk about waste, fraud, and abuse, and of course, this is something the Democrats say, you're exaggerating. Is this exaggerating?
Since fiscal year 2021, executive agencies have spent more than $4.6 billion on furniture alone. That amount could buy 9.2 million American families a modest $500 kitchen table. During the peak years of the COVID emergency, from 2020 to 2022, agencies spent $3.3 billion on furniture, even as work migrated to Zoom.
You get that? $4.6 billion. And this money they're spending, I mean, he points out one of the more ridiculous things that went on, particularly during COVID. Remember, they're spending money on all kinds of furniture. Among the furniture they spent money on was, well, listen up.
The SEC managed to spend $700,000 furnishing a single conference room in New York. And social distancing guidelines failed to keep even the Centers for Disease Control from buying solar-powered picnic tables with charging ports that by their own rules should have sat unoccupied. And an added burden for taxpayers is that many spaces are in long-term disrepair, as we mentioned before. Federal buildings need $370 billion in fixes.
$370 billion in fixes on these empty federal buildings. By the way, they are selling some of them off. They started to sell them off, and they're going to go. I mean, buyers today, you turn it into a bed and breakfast, it doesn't matter. But they're empty federal buildings. But think about this. During COVID, the Centers for Disease Control were buying, what the hell is a solar-powered picnic table? I don't get it. A solar-powered picnic table where, according to the rules, one person could sit in order to keep social distancing going. $4.6 billion. The old saying, I think Everett Dirksen, senator from Illinois, I think he said this long, long time ago, he said it was a million here and a million there, and sooner or later you're talking about real money. Here it's a billion there and a billion here, and we're already talking about real money. It is astounding, the waste, fraud, and abuse that Doge is finding. Savings are approaching $1 trillion or more so far. So all the caterwauling coming from the left basically is, don't take our fancy perks away. We like them too much. Okay, I got it. But you're fired. Go away. There are too many people working for the federal government right now, and they're all located in Washington, D.C., majority of the ones that we're concerned about. It's time to say to many of them, find other employment. There are people who are superfluous. You're a great person. You're doing a fine work, but we can't afford you. Find other employment. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the rains happen, or hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning, or maybe you're missing pieces of your favorite song, or parts of conversations with old friends. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's your spouse, your mom, your dad, your kids. You know, this takes its toll on you, physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this sounds familiar to you, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online. AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. 7:30 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next half hour, Senator John Kennedy on what do you do with these people who would like to cut a deal with the country. He has an idea or two. Right now it's time for Julie Ryder and news.
Well, good morning. City police are investigating a double shooting that injured two teens in East Baltimore. Officers responded to the 2600 block of Polk Street around 3:30 Thursday afternoon. They found a 16 and a 17-year-old with gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to the hospital in stable condition with no word yet on what led to that shooting. A road rage shooting incident earlier this month in Prince George's County lands a Virginia man in jail. Maryland State Police responded to reports of a shooting on Route 5 near Birch Hill Road April 5th. The victim was not injured. The accused shooter is 46-year-old Marco Williams. Williams faces several charges, including attempted first-degree murder. The Baltimore City School Board has voted to implement a new cell phone policy for students in the 2025-26 academic year. The board's decision comes after the district tested several different policies and surveyed parents and students in the school community. Under this new policy, devices must be turned off and put away during the school day. Students can use school-issued devices for instructional purposes, and teachers must get approval from the principal for students to use their own devices. In an emergency, students will be able to access their devices with permission. And the Maryland Department of Natural Resources says young black bears are now in the process of leaving their dens to establish new territories, and homeowners who leave food sources in the open may unintentionally draw them to residential areas. The bears are most common in Washington, Allegheny, Frederick, and Garrett counties, but they're also found in central and southern Maryland. The DNR says once a bear finds an easy meal source, they'll likely become repeat visitors, so things like birdseed and pet food should be removed from outdoor areas from April through November, and garbage should be locked in a bear-proof trash bin. Fewer people seeking jobless benefits in Maryland. The Labor Department reports about 2,300 initial unemployment claims filed in the state last week. That's a decrease of 110 claims. Coming up, we take a check of traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one,
it can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
These are the lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3, 795, and the pick 4, 6347. Now traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's in the left tube southbound. It's an accident reported in the left-hand lane of the left tube. So the right lane of that tunnel is open. The right tube is open with both lanes. Here comes some flashing lights now into the tunnel. That might be a medic unit coming in on the southbound side. So this is going to be a problem. The backup not quite to the top of the hill yet at Keith Avenue, but it's not going to take very long for us to back up, losing a lane as we're going into the tunnel on 95 southbound. So we'll start to watch for that. Probably we'll start to see some overflow as well into the Old Harbor Tunnel. We'll keep an eye on it. Big delays coming out of Cecil County. They're still working on the cleanup on a tractor-trailer fire southbound on 95 just before the area at the Tidings Bridge at the Susquehanna River, 93-mile marker on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds, plenty of rain, and the temperatures running cool. The rain heavy at times today, 52. Tomorrow, showers scattered, 50 the high. Sunday's a dry day, and we warm up, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles and Jays under the lights tonight at 7.05 p.m. Birds coming back from a disappointing six-game road trip. They've yet to win a series this year. They're 0-3-1. Here's the skipper.
It's a talented team that we're not playing to our full potential right
now. You're going to go through challenges throughout the season. We've hit a challenge a little bit early in the season this year, which we haven't in the past few years. So,
Birds have won 275 games in the last 3 years, an average of 92 per season. They haven't been 3-under in a season since July 8th of 2022. Justin Rose tied a Masters personal best yesterday, shooting a 7-under 65 at Augusta to sit atop the leaderboard after round one. Rose will tee off this morning at 8:52 a.m. Defending champ Scottie Scheffler sits 3-back, tied for second at 4-under. He'll go at 123 this afternoon. Scheffler trying to become the first player to win back-to-back Masters since Tiger did it in 2002. The first to win three of the last four since Jack Nicklaus did it in 1966. He finished second to Arnold Palmer in 64. In the You Know This Was Coming Up department, Big 12 Player of the Year JT Toppin is spurning the NBA draft and returning to Texas Tech for next season. Toppin earned consensus All-American honors as a sophomore for the Red Raiders, and he's in line for a $4 million payday, courtesy of NIL, when he returns. NASCAR will be at Bristol this week. Again, Joe Gibbs Racing, Denny Hamlin trying to become the third oldest driver to win three consecutive races. And finally, here's a sad note. I know this was probably reported yesterday, but I wasn't here. Vicky Brick Supancic, the CEO of Brick Bodies Yep. Fitness Services, who was a standout McDonough School and University of Maryland athlete, died Tuesday of ovarian cancer at her Timonium home. She was the daughter of Lynn and Victor Brick. She was a four-year basketball standout as a point guard at McDonough, four-time IAAM champion, two-time All-Metro Player of the Year, the school's all-time leading scorer. She was one of the greatest high school athletes in Baltimore sports history. She played at the University of Maryland. Brick played 4 years there and was named to the All-Atlantic Coast Conference academic team in each season. Vicky Brick
passed away at the age of 43 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
So sad. The time now is 7:37. When we return, let's play two.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Bruce, you have to have my back on this one.
Yes, that.
Don't tell Sean. I'll never live it down.
Here's the backstory, folks. Once, very early on, Gary has to come in with a laptop on which he has all of his audio loaded, and he has to plug it into the system each time. Once, he forgot. And Sean has been writing about this ever since then.
Just did it again.
Now it's twice.
I know he's not listening because he doesn't listen when he's off, so yeah. Don't tell him.
No.
All right, here's the thing about Let's Play 2. There was a historic college baseball game played in New York earlier this week, actually. It was a doubleheader between Yeshiva University and Lehman College. They're two D3 schools. The reason why it was historic was because both teams came in with large losing streaks.
All right.
Lehman came in at a 42-game losing streak. Yeshiva came in at a 99-game losing streak, which is considered to be the longest baseball college losing streak in the history of college baseball. They played a doubleheader. In the opener, Lehman won, ending their 42-game losing streak 7-6. And then in the nightcap, Yeshiva won, ending their 99-game losing streak 9-5 was the final. The crowd went nuts. Both losing streaks are over, and now we can start all over again.
And kudos to Ernie Banks. All right.
Let's play two.
Let's play two. We'll check back with you at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. All right. Debbie is in Towson. She's first up this half hour. Deb, good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
Well, I just want to tell you something fun.
All right.
You guys are fun. Communist China is kind of cliff note reading the art of the deal by Donald Trump. Well, he's used to the deal. They ain't.
Yeah.
I said ain't.
Yeah.
And I don't do TV. I don't like it. I listen to radio, talk radio, Christian radio, to get my Bible. All day. I have all day radio.
No, we appreciate that.
And that's my choice. And that's what I heard. I heard it on either Charlie Kirk, Todd Starnes. God, I love them both.
It's funny because Charlie Kirk, Debbie, just seeing Charlie Kirk call like half an hour ago saying really nice things about you.
I didn't call in this show, but that's a wonderful thing.
It took me 30 minutes to convince him he was mistaken.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Anyway, I just thought, man, that is so stupid. That's like, you know, them, they got their Chinese checkers over there. That's a good game, by the way. I wish I could buy my old set. But anyway, what the heck they doing?
Debbie, I'll tell you what
the three-dimensional chess.
Well, look, I think this is beyond, you know, one-dimensional, two-dimensional, three-dimensional chess. The fact is that you can tell a lot about a country by what their favorite pastime is. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And in this country, one of our favorite pastimes is card playing and poker.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump is playing poker, high-stakes poker. He knows he has a very strong hand. You know, if they're playing Texas Hold'em on his flop, I mean, he found himself with a straight flush with like a 10 high on the flop. And now he has
the world.
Yeah, what China doesn't know is whether or not he actually has the flop or whether he has a kangaroo straight. So, you know, it's I'm interested to see how this plays out. I think what's going to happen is that China will find a way to come to the table. Because they need to.
They have to.
They need to.
There's no way. I mean, we have the leverage.
We have the leverage, and they have real internal problems with their economy and with an aging workforce. And the only way that their economy works is through massive exports. Because if they don't keep exporting stuff, then they have a real problem.
I don't want their cheap stuff.
Yep. Debbie, thanks for your call.
I don't want to buy it.
Yeah.
I'm quite American.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, 410-WCBM680. Jim in the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, says, good morning, Bruce. I suspect that many of these purchases, we're talking about the purchases of furniture, $4.6 billion on furniture purchases in the last handful of years. He says, I suspect many of them were driven by the end-of-the-year spending thing. It's a use-it-or-lose-it mentality. He said, never was able to quite figure that out. And you're probably right. All kinds of stupid stuff gets spent, not just in the government, but in private industry, and this use-it-or-lose-it stuff, but particularly in the government, because their next year's budget is going to depend on, you have money left? Don't ask for more money next year. We're going to cut your budget. So that's the game as it's played. Hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Telephone number is 410-WCBM680. First, though, it's Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. The new problem, accident, left lane, left tube, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. So right now, that tube has one lane open. The right tube is open with both lanes, but we have a limited lane right now for the traffic coming south onto 95. And I'm just going to check again. Yeah, they're still blocked out for that left lane going into the left tunnel. Now, the backup on 95 has gone back to at least O'Donnell Street, maybe going back to Eastern Avenue. 895 gets the word that there's a problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and now they're beginning to slow coming in towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So we have to keep an eye on that. It's getting a little more out of control through there. BW Parkway's had problems this morning southbound with the wreck at the Capitol Beltway. That's been slow moving down from Powder Mill Road through there. And, of course, the big problem, the tractor trailer on fire overnight southbound 95 at the Tidings Bridge. Just looked at that for the traffic at the 93-mile marker. That's still a single lane. Traffic out of Cecil County is having a big problem there. Route 40 is still the option across the Hayden Bridge as the detour route. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts right there at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Cloudy, rain possible most of the day today, and a high will be only around 52 degrees. Rain could be heavy at times, by the way. So a chance of scattered showers tomorrow and a high about 50. Sunday, it'll dry out, partly sunny, and a high 64. Right now, Bel Air has 42 degrees. Ellicott City has 45. On Talk Radio 680 WCBF. And time once again, folks, for Choose Your Fake News. We do have a contestant on the line with us. It's Joe in Milford Mill. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or fourth, sir?
I think I'm going to finish the week by leading off.
You're going to lead off?
Lead off, yes. My man.
He's batting lead off, all right? Joe, you're going to end up going first. So here are your three stories. You know the drill. I'll give you three stories. One of the three stories is fake news. You have to identify the fake news, and should you do so, we have a couple of great WCBM 100-year anniversary things for you. So hang in. Here we go. Story number one. A Rogers County woman. This is outside, I think it's outside Austin, Texas. She's representing herself in a DUI trial. Her name is Casey Hunt. She's acting as her own attorney. After numerous warnings about her outbursts in court, though, she said that she was going to bring in her... Do I have this right? Yeah. She's going to bring in her therapy kangaroo in order to help her be calm during the rest of the trial.
Oh, he works at IHOP.
Yes, but I'm pumped.
Sorry.
Story number two.
Just had to be said.
It had to be said, yeah. The police have now arrested a man, this is in Sarasota, wearing a pink thong, fake breasts, and a pink wig.
Oh, Mike Fast was crashing there.
Daniel Cirello, age 49, so intoxicated that he was unable to provide for his own safety and well-being. was stumbling around the Applebee's parking lot in Clearwater.
Oh, well, he got up that far. He drove that far.
Everybody knows that's the place to go if you have a big thong, you know?
Yeah.
He was arrested for disorderly intoxication, booked into the county jail, where he was changed into an orange jumpsuit. Kept saying, orange is not my color. And finally, student Cheyenne Bastian Brown, she is now the 2025 American Honeybee Queen. She has had a long history of liking bees. She is currently a fourth-year student in college. She says, her friends say, I've seen Cheyenne overcome balancing her professional and social life while being the 2024 Pennsylvania Honey Queen, as well as the 2025 American Honey Queen. Yeah, she will never say no when something is asked of her. Among her duties will be to help distribute the honey packets, which are sold from behind the counter in many convenience stores and gas stations. The honey packets are honey, a fair bit of honey, with a little extra in it for those who might need a little extra help in the bedroom. Let's put it that way.
So, a queen bee.
A queen bee, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very nice.
Story number one, Rogers County woman representing herself in her own DUI trial, brought in her therapy kangaroo to help calm her down. Story number two, you know, if you're going to walk around wearing pink thong, fake breasts, and a pink wig, that's not a way to go through life. This is a guy who went to Applebee's because it's where all the family goes, you know. Everybody else wearing pink, I guess. And story number three, the 2025 American Honey Queen, Cheyenne Bastian Brown, and her duties over the next 12 months. Joe, you said you wanted to go first. Go to it, sir.
Yes. Is that a stuffed kangaroo or is that a real kangaroo?
It was a real kangaroo.
Oh, okay. Well, then I have to go. That first one is, I don't think there's any kangaroos in the city of Texas. So that has to be, you know, yeah, fake.
Is that fake news? Joe goes for fake news, number one. Let's take Kristen next. Kristen.
I mean, again, they're all probable in this world. I guess I'm also going to go with number one, not because someone wouldn't be that crazy, but I just don't know how easy it is to get a pet kangaroo, at least in this country. I would say, well, not that you wouldn't have it, but
you gotta hop
how do you
to
get
it,
that
man.
One?
A real one.
Yes. All right. Jules?
I'm on the kangaroo bandwagon. Fake news, no number one.
I'd like to see that.
Chuck?
I'm thinking that she would take the kangaroo in there to have some place to hide her bottle of scotch or something, you know?
Oh.
In the pouch.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with the crowd. Why not?
Go with the crowd. The woman who wanted to bring her therapy kangaroo into court with her. Nobody chose number two, the cops busting a man. Why is it Chuck didn't go for that one immediately? He knows the citizens of Clearwater, Florida very well. Or he was there, can't just recall what weekend it was.
A lot of stuff in Clearwater.
Guy kind of looks a bit like you, Chuck, actually. I'm just saying. That is true. That's a true story. Story number one, which is the Rogers County woman representing herself in the DUI trial who wanted to bring her pet kangaroo, her therapy kangaroo, to court with her to help her from being as irrational as she was being. That is a true story.
Oh!
Oops.
That's a true story. Story number three, yes, Cheyenne Bastian Brown is now the 2025 American Honey Queen. However, she is not responsible for distributing the honey packets that have a little bit of extra Viagra in them for students in local colleges. That's the fake news story. Joe, sorry, bud. Try again next time. Chuck, we'll talk with you in a couple.
Yeah, I reckon.
I reckon.
I'll see you, partner.
751.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Now here he is with his therapy wallaby, Chuck Whitaker.
I have a therapy wannabe.
A wannabe.
Right over here.
I got your wallaby for you.
We have several problem areas. First off, Fort McHenry Tunnel, southbound, left tube, left lane. Accident in the tunnel. Saw the medic unit go in. Limited lane there. One lane, two lanes open in the right tube. Backup is growing back beyond the O'Donnell Street ramp. Word gets out. 895 now backs up at the old Harbor Tunnel. 95, Cecil County, still down to a single lane. Cleanup from a tractor trailer that happened way early this morning before the area of the Susquehanna River Bridge. 93-mile marker, at least a 3-mile backup southbound on 95, removing traffic over onto Route 40 onto the Haydom Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a casino up there somewhere around there, too, so they could always just spend an hour or two having their free food and gambling.
I would go in there and sit down for a while.
Really, you know? Just chill because you're not going anywhere.
Play a couple of quarters into one arm bed.
Honestly. Cloudy, rain possible for most of the day. Heavy at times and a high 52 degrees. Chance of scattered showers tomorrow and a high 50. Right now, Baltimore has 47 degrees. And Ellicott City has 44 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, what's happening now? Tariffs, no tariffs, 90-day pause on tariffs. You have a tariff. He has a tariff. Everybody's had a tariff except for China, and they've now increased theirs. Senator John Kennedy says, look, historically, China has used tariffs and other impediments to having foreign goods sold in their country as a weapon.
Some countries, China, the best example, have used trade barriers as a weapon to hurt the American economy. President Trump decided to try to change this, and he, as we know, has imposed dramatically higher American tariffs on these countries.
Now, the question is, will American consumers be able to get through the day or the week dealing with the higher tariffs on Chinese goods, or will some other country somewhere in the world be able to supplant the Chinese and provide the goods that the Chinese have been providing? Of course, some of the Chinese, they've been dumping goods on our marketplace because they have to keep their workers working or the whole thing falls apart. Now they've got a problem. They're going to be able to pump in all kinds of workers to work to sell to whom? If they're not selling to us, we are 40% of the world's marketplace. We are the most important marketplace to be in the entire world. If they're not going to sell to us, who are they going to sell to? Kennedy says that the reaction to the Trump tariffs surprised him a bit.
We have 195 countries in the world. Probably 40% have come forward, and instead of bowing up and fighting, they've said, we want to lower our tariffs. Will you lower yours? I frankly never saw that coming.
Yeah, I think nobody saw the volume of that coming this quickly. I thought it would probably happen, but over time. But no, it was almost instant. The threat by Donald Trump to increase tariffs all across the border on a number of different countries has led the smarter countries, in my view, to saying, tell you what, we'll drop ours, you drop yours. Which John Kennedy says, yeah, that's a pretty damn good idea.
I do not know what the president is going to do next. I can just tell you what I would do. I would pounce on this opportunity like a ninja. And I would use this as an opportunity to reduce, or in some cases, Taiwan, Vietnam, European Union, go to zero reciprocal tariffs. And then we can have free trade, let the best product at the best price win.
There you go. That's observations from Senator John Kennedy. Again, I would quibble with the idea that you can do a zero tariff trade with a country that employs slave labor. I think that that's going to be very hard morally to justify, because it will always be able to undercut the American company. Always. Because if you have no employee costs, you've obviously eliminated one of the big expenses any company has. So if you're China, for example, and you're using the Uyghurs as slaves in order to produce your products, well, it's not good for the Uyghurs, but it's good for your bottom line. You got to pay them nothing. And then when they get really worn out, you can always sell off their organs. This is how brutal and how, in the Western view of things, how immoral the Chinese government is. Chinese people are marvelous people, apparently. That, you know, any individual who's a native China that I've ever met is very nice, very polite. Apparently, they're real nice folks in general. But the Chinese government is brutal and oppressive, and they will do anything in order to stay a net exporter. They will not take on the role of being a partial importer, because it would destroy their economy. For their economy to succeed, they have to export. For our economy to succeed, maybe we export, maybe we don't. If we can compete with companies overseas and do so in a fair manner, we'll win our fair share. Remember, we had a conversation earlier this week talking about the guy who has the steel fabrication business here in town. And he says when he sells these medical baskets, he says when he sells a medical basket in Germany, he pays, I think, $128 in taxes per basket. When his German competitors sell one here, they pay like 23 cents in taxes. That kind of trade barrier we can make go away, because our economies are similar enough and the workforces are similar enough, we'll win our fair share. But if a German company, for example, were using slave labor, would we feel comfortable saying, all you have to do is lower your tariffs and we'll compete? No, because they can still always undercut us because they have no labor costs. One little fly in the ointment. 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. China is seeing red over higher U.S. tariffs on its goods. So Beijing will hike tariffs on American imports from 84 to 125% effective tomorrow.
The U.S. and China have escalated their trade war by raising tariffs, even as President Donald Trump hit a pause on tariffs for other countries. A China Commerce Ministry spokesman says, announcing the countermeasure, the U.S. alternately raising abnormally high tariffs on China has become a numbers game, which has no practical economic significance and will become a joke in the history of the world economy.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. The Supreme Court is ordering the Trump administration to facilitate the release of an illegal alien who had lived in Maryland before being mistakenly deported to a Salvadoran prison. Investigators now working to determine the cause of yesterday's crash of a New York City sightseeing helicopter into the Hudson River off Jersey City. A family of five from Spain and the pilots were killed.
Witness Danny Horbiak.
I actually heard it before anything else, but it sounded like several gunshots in a row almost in the air. So I turned and I looked out my window and I saw a helicopter. And it looked like pieces were falling off.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says rescuers rushed to the scene.
Immediate life-saving measures were undertaken on the vessels at the scene, as well as the adjoining pier.
Justin Green, an aviation lawyer who was a Marine helicopter pilot, says video of the crash suggests a catastrophic mechanical failure. Julie Walker, New York.
Funerals and burials now underway for victims of the nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic. The death toll, 221, 189 people injured. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are now down 45 points. NASDAQ futures 10 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The world is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGCMS 70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping. No sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
Well, good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up on the Beltway if you're coming south of Frederick Road. I just saw the fire department come on the ramp at Frederick Road, and they're looking for a report of a vehicle fire. The report said outer loop between Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue. So looking further south, DOT just changing the camera there. And in the meantime, I don't see any backup yet. But the fire department is in that area. Looks like they're going to be down just before Wilkins Avenue. And now we're getting some brake lights there. So heads up for that as you're coming south to Frederick Road. The activity on the right side. And it looks like the fire department now is blocking the right lane. Just saw they cleared the vehicles out of the left tunnel southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just waiting to get the all clear that they'll reopen that lane. But the impact has been there. And we're backed up on 95 after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And 895 is slow coming south from Erdman Avenue. 95 Cecil County still hurting cleanup on a vehicle fire southbound before the Susquehanna River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds, plenty of rain, and the temperatures running cool. The rain heavy at times today, 52. Tomorrow, showers scattered, 50 the high. Sunday's a dry day, and we warm up, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown joins 15 other AGs to sue the Trump administration to restore COVID recovery funds to states for education. The U.S. Department of Education told states last month that grants from the American Rescue Plan and other COVID funds were ending. Brown says the cuts send schools into turmoil and states will be unable to provide essential public services, pay hundreds of public school employees, or offer the best possible education to K-12 students. Investigators say no one was hurt after a gun went off in a Maryland classroom yesterday. The Charles County Sheriff's Office says a 9-year-old boy brought the gun to Billingsley Elementary School in White Plains in his book bag yesterday. The boy was looking for something inside the bag when the gun went off at around 10:30. The school sent students home for the day at noon, and classes will not be held there today. The Sheriff's Office plans to forward the results of its investigation to the state's attorney to determine if anyone will face charges. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in Pike Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Level of concern in the clubhouse over the team's 5-8 start is non-existent, according to Bird's second baseman, Jackson Holliday.
I don't think there's any level of concern. It's frustrating to lose, and especially games that you think you can win. But it's only 13 games, so we got a whole lot more. And like I said, this team is really good, and I think we'll be fine.
Bird's trying to right the ship tonight at 7:05 against the Jays. Tomo Sugano takes the hill for his Oriole Park debut. The Baltimore Sun reporting yesterday that Masson has reduced the number of Orioles games the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer will broadcast this season from 81 to 50. The 2025 season is Palmer's 62nd with the Orioles since joining the organization as a 17-year-old. Maryland head basketball coach Buzz Williams sat down with Hall of Famer Johnny Holliday to discuss Maryland basketball and the state of college basketball in general.
And I think that it's human nature to resist change. And the amount of change that's transpired in the last 4 years in college athletics, it's never been more volatile.
It's a good interview from Holliday. You can hear the entire 26-minute interview on YouTube. And finally, what do you think of the Orioles so far? On WCBM.com, PressBox's Glenn Clark has a nice piece on the overreaction of Oriole fans to the team's 5-8 start. Hit the Stein on Sports tab, and it's the lead story. Coming up in 30 minutes, you can turn the lights out because the party's over. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Looper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Still to come this hour, and the man who would be president, Tim Walz, is out campaigning. He should really just begin to approach the front porch strategy. I can't remember who did that, because he's making a bollocks of it. He goes out and says stuff that is not particularly helpful, it seems to me, in raising a positive impression of him between now and 4 years from now, where he hopes to be the Democrat nominee. And he's one of a number who are hoping to be the Democrat nominee. And among them is this representative from Texas, Jasmine Crockett. Now, I got to tell you a bit about this backstory here. Jasmine Crockett, when she was starting in education, went to a school called MICDS in St. Louis. That stands for Mary Institute Country Day School. It was a merger of two private schools, very heavily endowed. It's a beautiful campus. The campus makes St. Paul or McDonald look a little bit shabby. I mean, it's really spectacular. I think Vincent Price was one of the guys who endowed tons of money to him, just tons of money. And from MICDS, she went to a very nice private Catholic girls' school. She got a very good education there. She went to good colleges, good universities. She has a law degree. But see, she somehow has decided that her strategy as a congresswoman is to black things up a bit. She can't actually, if you listen to her talk before she became a congressperson, she talked as if you would expect her to talk. Somebody who's highly educated, knows what the heck is going on, can conjugate the verb to be. I mean, everything that you expect is from somebody who has that level of education, and obviously family support must have been great. I don't know anything about her family structure, but MICDS is not an inexpensive place to go in St. Louis. Well, not at all. I think it's like $75,000 or $80,000 a year. I mean, as private schools are. So she had the wherewithal to go there, and then to a private Catholic girls' school while her parents purportedly were still paying property taxes so that she could have gone to a public school. They made the choice. That's fine. That's their choice. She got a great education. But she's decided she wants to be the leading voice of the Democrat Party, and I'll be damned, she's almost accomplished it. She's eclipsing AOC. So we now present you her very latest.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
I am telling you that this is a failed thing, but we've got to do better to connect the dots and let people know the reason you can't afford a home is because of these failed immigration policies.
What?
The reason you're not going to be able to afford your food is because of these failed immigration policies.
Huh?
And the same can go for the hospitality industries, where we have so many of those in the hospitality industry that are saying they do not have the workers that they need right now.
Yeah, that's Jasmine Crockett analyzing why virtually everything that's going wrong in this country is because of Donald Trump's failed immigration policies. I don't get a single one of them, but hey, it's worked for her.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Yeah, the reason you can't buy a car is because Donald Trump's failed immigration policies. The reason you couldn't afford that $1 million home, why? It's Donald Trump's failed immigration policies. Because you couldn't afford a gardener because the gardener had to be paid wages as if that impaired home, whatever. Seriously. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
She is something else.
Oh, what a trip.
You know, she's so stuck on herself, she can't stand it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She is the epitome of the old joke. What does she see when she looks in the mirror? The future president of the United States. That's
with
what she
AOC
sees.
AOC is the vice president.
Apparently.
Yeah, okay. The update from State Highway says now 5 mile backup on 95 South. 95 this week has been outrageous. And today it's because of a vehicle fire that happened overnight southbound at the Tidings Bridge, which is at the Susquehanna River Bridge at the 93-mile marker. So we're backed up 5 miles from there. That's the traffic that's coming down from Delaware, from Cecil County. Local traffic, you know what to do. You get over to Route 1, get over to Route 40 to get around it. This out-of-state traffic, they don't know, and they're sitting there and have to ride this thing out. Then you get another surprise down the road. We're still backed up going into both the harbor tunnels, but the accident did clear from the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's going to take a little while to shake all that out because 95 backed up and 895 also backed up. The remains of this vehicle fire, and we're slow on the Beltway as you're coming down the hill. They were looking at it on the outer loop south of Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, rain possible today, most of the day. Heavy at times at a high around 52 degrees. A chance of scattered showers tomorrow and a high 50 for Sunday. Dry, partly sunny, and a high just about 64 degrees. Dundalk has 46 right now. Aberdeen has 44 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now it's time for us to find out which lefty is losing it. Time for us to head to the circus and enter the big top. There have been a number of jokes over time, folks, about politicians who really aren't very clear on the cost of things or how things work in a grocery store. Well, you can extend that now to members of The View, because today's clown car is a champ. Please enter the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring. The clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps she who rules The View. It's the Whoopster. Whoopi Goldberg.
He did promise to lower the price of groceries. I have not seen an egg for 1 cent since this man got in. Almost, you know, we're too close. Some almost slipped out my face. You know, but I mean, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, you might want to check again, Whoopi. The cost of a dozen eggs has decreased by 45% since Donald Trump took office. It's down by an average of $2.62 a dozen. That's since the beginning of 2025. And according to trading on a contract for a difference that tracks the benchmark for this commodity, historically, eggs in the U.S. reached an all-time high driven by the slaughter of 100 million chickens because of the bird flu. Prior to that, in March 2025, and then Donald Trump has been driving the prices down ever since then. So, Whoopi, please, next time you go to the grocery store, take a shopping aid with you because you clearly have no idea what you're doing. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Just clueless. She hasn't seen the price of an egg drop a penny? No, because it's dropped $2.62. That's 262 pennies for a dozen. And they'll keep trending down. But, you know, it will vary. They'll go up a little bit, down a little bit. It will happen. Kurt is in Edgewood. He's next up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Jasmine Crockett is a character out of a Vincent Price movie.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. The Witch. Gorbachev bit off more than he could chew with Ronald Reagan. I think the same thing is going to happen with Xi Jinping Pong. I think Trump's a little over his head. He wants to run with the big dogs, and I think he's going to find out he ain't a big dog.
Well, look, they have a very large economy, but the structure of the economy is disadvantageous to them in a tariff fight. They've been very successful at tariffing our products coming into China, or anybody's products coming into China. However, when we say, well, we're going to tariff your products coming to us, there are a lot of things. You go to a store, and chances are it's made in China. They do manufacture lots of stuff, but the economy is an export-oriented economy. They can't sell the stuff they make to native Chinese in China because those people are poor. So if you fail to have a market into which you're going to be able to sell the products you make because the tariffs will make it too expensive to import them into this country, what are you going to do to keep that economy afloat? Their economy is in a more fragile situation now than most people will give it credit for, Kurt. And that is a real problem for the entire Chinese Communist Party and for Xi. That he may find himself in a situation where he really needs to get to the table and sit down and figure out some face-saving way of lowering tariffs on their goods to us and our goods to them. We'll see how it plays out. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. Still to come between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Got to get to this. Tim Walz. I'm sorry. The first thing was, what a tool. Honest to God, he's out there talking, and somebody should probably say, Tim, don't. Just don't. Whatever you're about to say, don't. That you have this kind of Midwest, Upper Midwest, Minnesota charm, Minnesota nice, but don't. Whatever you're thinking about saying next, don't. And we have a number of individuals who showed up at the Minnesota State House day before yesterday, I think it was, who are not real pleased with Tim on a basis we've not talked about a whole lot recently, at least. 820 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A guy I love to talk to every single week is Vinny Steele, your home and soul guaranteeing guy. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Bruce. Happy Friday.
Same to you, sir. So last week we were talking about what homeowners can do, home sellers, in order to make sure that they're getting the most money and take advantage of a seller's market. And this is a seller's market. So what would you say are the most common improvements you are recommending right now?
You know, Bruce, we say that you only get one chance to sell your home and to sell it right, and the goal is to maximize the amount of money you can get. So you want to make sure you're focusing on the improvements that are actually going to yield the highest return. For our home sellers that are selling as is and don't want to put much effort into getting the home ready, it may be as simple as just doing a deep clean or just removing some of the items from the home that they don't plan on taking with them.
Well, you've also talked about your transition team that can help sell off or auction off a lot of the unwanted items, where there's no out-of-pocket expense.
Yeah, Bruce, that's something that we evaluate to see if the items that they have in their house can be sold to cover the cost of disposing and donating the unwanted and less valuable items. And it's really a comprehensive approach in getting them ready because we know that homes that show better to sell quicker and for more money.
Okay, now there may be homes that are already cleared out. They may just need some creative photography to showcase the best parts.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, and we do that as well. Home sellers that have a vacant home or a home that's already partially staged, we can go in and either bring in items to complete the staging or stage it virtually so that buyers can envision the home's potential. You know, it's important to know that buyers today, they purchase based on emotion, not on logic. So the more you do to appeal to a buyer's emotions, the more dollars you're going to be able to put in your pocket.
Hey, can I add a footnote to that? If you leave lots and lots and lots and lots of personal pictures for family around, I would think that's a bad idea because if the buyer sees you in that house and not them. But I
agree. You know, I think that's good to minimize that.
Yeah, I don't think that most home sellers are thinking about appealing to that perfect buyer who's going to pay them the most money, though, Vinny. That's your job.
Bruce. You know, it's really hard for a home seller who has been living in the house for many, many years. They've loved that home. We're able to look at the home through the buyer's eyes and give them some simple tips and provide them with the resources to create the most amount of demand for the home. So if you'd like me to come out, take a look at your home, give you some options, there's no obligation. Give me a call. Shoot me a text. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or you could always visit us online, vinnysteo.com.
Vinny, as always, a delight to talk with you. We'll talk with you again next Friday. Vinny Steele, your home soul guaranteed man. Again, all you have to do is give him a call, 410-709-7515. Vinny, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the vehicle fire that was on the Beltway Outer Loop south of Frederick Road is pretty much wrapped up. However, it did back us up towards Liberty Road, and let's see if it goes back. Not quite to Liberty Road, but it is backed up at I-70, and then you're crossing Route 40, and they're still kind of looking at what was there, so a little more heavier traffic than we normally would have south of Frederick Road. But it's trying to get better. We can see the speeds have come up just a bit. Both the tunnels still recovering from an earlier problem about a half an hour ago inside the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's a recovery there. All four lanes are open on 95. 895 should recover as well. But this other problem on 95 in Cecil County has been there since way early this morning, 4 o'clock or so. Tractor trailer was on fire southbound near the Tidings Bridge at the Susquehanna River Bridge at the 93-mile marker in that area south of Route 222. It is still only a single lane for the traffic moving through there. Last report confirmed by the state highway folks says the backup at least 5 miles. So again, local traffic, you know what to do. You have the options of Route 40 or Route 1. You can get around. This is a lot of out-of-state traffic and truck traffic that is just sitting here going from 3 lanes into 1 on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, rain possible most of the day today. Not going to be all that light either. It'll be heavy at times. High 52. A chance of a scattered shower or two tomorrow. High 50 for Sunday. A little bit better. They're going to dry out some. A high around 64 degrees. Right now, Middle River has 44 degrees. Reisterstown has 40. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 825. This is a fascinating conversation that took place over at MSNBC. I think she's at MSNBC. Frankly, I don't watch MSNBC or CNN. They're basically propaganda arms for the Democrat Party. Their news is heavily biased. Their talk shows, they tend to try to stomp on all of... It's CNN. Abby Phillips on CNN. They tend to stomp on any conservative has anything to say. Well, an issue came up yesterday on the show. And Abby Phillips said the president is now asking for security reports, background reports on a couple of people that he feels need to have those background reports done because he thinks they're dishonest, whatever the case might be. And the question she asked Shermichael Singleton, who is a conservative, and others was, you know, is this what the president should be doing? Here's how that went.
You know, my advice to the president on this one would be continue to focus on strengthening the economy. You got to figure out a way to bring down cost. Keep doing what you're doing as it pertains to immigration. We need to increase chip manufacturing within the United States. There are several political things that I think.
Okay, sure. Hold on. Okay.
In other words, everybody else on the set decided let's launch into Shermichael Singleton. He was asked a question. He answered it. They didn't like the manner in which he answered it. So it's time to belittle him and gang up. It's like being nibbled to death by ducks.
Answer the question.
I answer the question. I'm not going to dictate the way I answer questions on this show. You may not like the way I answer the question, but I gave an answer. We're not going to reply the way I want you to reply. Then just don't ask me a question if you don't like my response.
Yeah, they wouldn't stop it. It wasn't just her. Every other member of the panel, who happened to be a liberal, they all decided time to gang up on Shermichael Singleton because he gave an answer that they didn't want. They wanted him to answer, yes, Donald Trump is the most evil person in the entire world. How dare he look for a background check on any individuals? He should know that everybody except him is good and honest and true, is right with God, and he is the devil. Orange man bad, orange man bad. Had Shermichael Singleton given that kind of an answer, there would have been no problem whatsoever.
You asked a question, and my response to your question was, instead of doing this, the president should be focused on X, Y, and Z. That is an answer to the question.
Yeah, that's an answer to the question. You asked, I answered. If you don't like the form of the answers I give, don't ask me those questions. It's really pretty straightforward. And for me, as somebody who's done talk radio and talk TV for a very, very long time, the idea of jumping down the throat of the individual with whom you're talking and not letting that individual get out a complete thought is Bush League. It's absolute Bush. That's ambush interview stuff. And she's in a position she should be better. And she should be able to control the rest of the gaggle there as well. It is in that situation, I believe virtually everybody else on the panel, that particular man, happened to be female. And so really, saying this as a male, you're at a table, I think it may have been one of the guys there. You're at a table, and every female at the table begins to talk at you, not with you, at you at the same time. As a male, just saying, talking about male-female dynamics, my inclination at that point would be to just shut up. I'm done talking here. We're not getting anywhere. This is not fruitful. It's not useful. I'm done. And, of course, he was more articulate than I would have been in that circumstance because I gave you an answer. You asked a question, I gave you an answer. If you don't like the nature of my answer, that's kind of on you. That's not on me, but that wasn't satisfactory. And to watch him sit there and go through that, this is why when Sean and I talk about this, I say, look, if they invited me on, yeah, I'd go on, even knowing what would happen. But that is, this kind of thing is what I'm thinking on Sean's advice is just don't go on these people's shows. I get that. But the thought would be maybe you reach one or two individuals who can be reached. Maybe they'll say, wow, the way he's being treated is unfair. I should take another look at what just went on here. Because that was my inclination. To go back and examine what the question was, what his answer was. She asked, he answered. Move on, next question. But instead, it was basically, I don't like the answer you gave. Give me a better, different answer. Basically, one that you would say you hate Donald Trump and everything he stands for. Conservatives aren't going to do that. For folks on the liberal side to pretend they are, it's foolish. 8:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes coming up in 3 minutes. First, though, it's time for news. News. Here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. City police investigating a double shooting that injured two teen boys in East Baltimore. Officers responded to the 2600 block of Polk Street around 3:30 Thursday afternoon and found a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old with gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to the hospital in stable condition with no word yet on what led to the shooting. City police are investigating a Thursday night shooting in Southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to the 1500 block of West Fayette Street for a shot spotter alert. This just after 8:30 p.m. They found a crime scene, but no victim. A short time later, police were called to a home in the 1700 block of West Lexington Street. They found a 24-year-old victim with a gunshot wound to the leg. Officers applied a tourniquet. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. Baltimore County Executive Klaus Meyer will be unveiling her proposed fiscal 2026 budget today. The spending plan will be presented to members of the County Council beginning around 10 a.m. Former State Senator Klaus Meyer was named earlier this year to serve out the remaining term of Johnny Olszewski, who was elected to the U.S. House in November. Last year, Olszewski submitted a $5 billion budget for fiscal year 2025. Maryland 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney has released a statement on the House passage of the No Rogue Rulings Act, limiting the power of judges to issue orders blocking federal government policies. McLean Delaney says she's deeply disturbed by the administration's pattern of attacking and undermining the integrity of the court system. She says the measure sets a perilous precedent because the judicial system is a safeguard against executive overreach and that limiting its power weakens constitutional checks and balances. Coming up, we'll check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3, 7, 9, 5, and the pick 4, 6, 3, 4, 7. Now, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We're a little bit slow on the Beltway yet on the west side. We had that vehicle fire earlier, which was on the outer loop south of Frederick Road. They were still looking at it, but the situation was much better after you clear the Wilkins Avenue ramp. Perfectly fine now and back to normal at both the harbor tunnels. Very good conditions there on 95 and 895, but not so good on 95, coming out of Cecil County, the remains of a tractor trailer that was on fire way early this morning, and still a multi-mile backup. One report about a half an hour ago said it's a five-mile backup on I-95 southbound coming out of Cecil County. A lot of the out-of-state traffic is caught up in that. Local traffic in Cecil County, you have Route 1 or Route 40 to get around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds, plenty of rain, and the temperatures running cool. The rain heavy at times today, 52. Tomorrow, showers scattered, 50 the high. Sunday's a dry day, and we warm up, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Birds haven't been three games under 500 since July 8th of 2022. But that's where they stand today as they open a nine-game homestand tonight at 7:05 against the Blue Jays. Tomo Sugano will make his Oriole Park debut, backed by a starting nine suffering from a power outage. After hitting six home runs on opening day and 10 in their first three games, the Orioles have now hit just two in their last 10 games. What is it, manager Brandon Hyde?
Yeah, it's one of those baseball things. You know, we need to pitch better out of the rotation also to give our guys an opportunity. But we should be scoring more runs than we are, and we need to have more competitive at-bats.
At least the Orioles seem to have their messaging down. Here's the first baseman, Ryan Mountcastle.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It happens. That's baseball. And, I feel like we've been hitting some balls hard and just not really finding any holes right now, but hopefully it will soon.
They're off this morning at Augusta, day two of the Masters. Justin Rose at 7-under atop the leaderboard. He tees off in about 15 minutes. Scottie Scheffler, 3-back at 4-under, goes at 123 this afternoon. Other notables, Brooks Koepka, who had a hole-in-one yesterday, tees off at 936. Rory McIlroy, who struggled on the second nine yesterday and came in even at 72, goes at 958 this morning. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps celebrated Ovi and clinched best record in the Eastern Conference, all in the same night with a 5-4 win over the Hurricanes.
Hurricanes with Jarvis. A little wedge there from McMichael. Got it low to Wilson. Rebound. He scores! Wilson! A great final off his board to Washington!
John Walton with the call as Joe B. wasn't feeling well last night on Monumental. Tom Wilson's 33rd tally of the season, second only to Ovi's 42 for the Caps, as the Caps win a shootout over Carolina 5-4 was the final. And finally, the oft-used phrase, it's a new era, was literally true for Maryland men's basketball yesterday. Reserve guard Chance Stevens entered the portal earlier this week, meaning that every player from last year's Maryland basketball team has either transferred, entered the portal, graduated, or declared for the draft. There's no one left from last year, and that prompted this from new head coach Buzz Williams.
And I think that it's human nature to resist change. And the amount of change that's transpired in the last 4 years in college athletics, it's never been more volatile.
The amount of change that has transpired at Maryland in the last month has never been more volatile as well. There will be 15 new basketball players at the University of Maryland. And that is the week in Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean back on Tuesday, out of town visiting family. Going from one rainy climb to another, unfortunately, his brother, I think he noted on yesterday, his brother's up in Boston. It's supposed to rain there all weekend, too. Don't worry, though. As they say, you know, April showers, as a dog owner, I know this. April showers bring mud. That's what April showers bring. They bring mud. Much of it gets tracked into your house. So it's just, it's part of the cycle of life. Nino Mangione, Delia Mangione, joins us right now on Talk Radio 680 WCM for On the House. Good morning, Nino.
Bruce, good morning. Happy Friday. Yeah, the weather, not so much the spring weather we wish, especially after a gloomy session in Annapolis. But thanks to you, I know Sean's out, as you mentioned, but thanks to you and Sean for the On the House segment over the last 90 days. And, another session in the books in the Maryland General Assembly.
One of the difficulties in talking with you, Nino, is you and I tend to agree on an awful lot of stuff. So I ask a question, realizing or thinking this is how I would tend to answer it. So I'm trying to ask questions that actually would prompt something from you that I would not simply be able to observe on the air. So let me ask this, if I might. You're in a substantial minority in Annapolis. You see the majority party doing things that, on the economic level, make no sense whatsoever. That, you know, looking at it again, as the economics will drive us into further and further debt. And since we can't go into debt, that means more and more taxes on Maryland citizens. What is it that your people on the other side of the aisle, your cohort on the other side of the aisle, what do you think this leads to?
Well, Bruce, you know, that is the million-dollar question, right? And what you're talking about is how this budget that we passed was, if you want to call it balanced, quote-unquote, It was balanced primarily by 1.8. This is from, listen, hold on to your steering wheels for this, driver. $1.8 billion in new taxes and different fees across state government. And I would classify. I mean, to answer your question, Bruce, really, it's just zero fiscal leadership. It's zero responsibility. No spending discipline from the Democrats. It's a money grab. That's what they're thinking. They're thinking they can go back to the public like it's their personal piggy bank. They may try to, you know, say all these nice things. These are our priorities. We're funding this. We're funding that. Well, we really need to prioritize and try to do it without going back to the taxpayers. Marylanders must realize that this $1.8 billion in new additional tax and fee increases was done without a single solitary Republican vote. It was a money grab by the Democrats. I proudly voted no every opportunity. So did my Republican colleagues. Bruce, the budget was $66.9 million. Here's one I bet you didn't know, and I think you'll be shocked by this. But by comparison, in fiscal year 16, think about this, it's not even 10 years ago, the operating budget was $41.2 billion. So the budget has increased $25 billion in the last 10 years. And that is because we have no appetite for prioritizing, no appetite for cutting true spending. And it's led to a list of tax increases that I've named over the course of this 90 days. But I'll just name, you know, remind the audience again here. I mean, you're looking at taxes for higher income earners. That's going to completely disincentivize investment for them. That 3% sales tax on data. You're looking at the cannabis tax going up, the sports gambling tax, the vehicle excise tax. They're taxing rental cars. They're taxing vending machines, Bruce, that we've never – I mean, that's just ridiculous. License fees, rental property, lead registration fees, list after list. And unfortunately, it is the MO of the Maryland Democratic Party. It's tax and spend, and if we don't have enough money, we'll tax some more. Very just disappointing session in the Maryland General Assembly.
My understanding is that we are now the third highest taxed state in the country. Am I wrong on that?
I'd have to say that's pretty accurate. Not only are we one of the most high tax states in the country, one of the most difficult to start and run a business, one of the worst states to retire. And it's not just the tax. I mean, think about it. This is a legislature that had time not only to pass the largest tax increase in Maryland, but they created a study on reparations. They tried to ban law enforcement from cooperating with ICE. They did nothing to protect the students. And my bill, for example, that was House Bill 68, that tried to prohibit, you know, individuals that were wanted for murder or rape, who were being charged, or so the suspects of a violent crime, from attending school, like we found out. So it was just a very disappointing, although I will say we did get a slight victory, Bruce, at the very end. They tried to ram through this, they passed at the very end this immigration bill. However, it was heavily modified because the 287G program, which is a very, very successful program used by a number of counties where there is smart leadership and law enforcement cooperates with ICE, they tried to remove that. But the people of Maryland have spoke on this issue, and it was actually a slight win because they took that out of the bill. And that, I mean, it's common sense, Bruce. I mean, think about it. Having the people of Maryland, like I said, they have spoke where they want our law enforcement to work with ICE. They want illegal aliens out of our state. Why they would ever have suggested getting rid of the 287 program is beyond me. I know what it is, actually. It's the illegal alien lobby that comes to Annapolis every single session. This is actually one of the few, I guess you could say, victories, because we defeated that lobby that thinks it should be open border season in Maryland all year, every year. I've gone to Annapolis for 7 sessions now, and every single time they try to pass bills, they did pass this sensitive location where the attorney general is required to establish guidelines to limit enforcement, which is, I voted against. It's a banned bill.
You know, hang on for a second, if you would, because I want to make sure we get Chuck Whitaker in here. Back with more with Nino Mangione on the House coming up in a second. First, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s. Sarah, really, Chuck.
A big delay still there. Cecil County from a tractor trailer fire way early this morning at the Tidings Bridge as you're coming south to the Susquehanna River. That's in the area after the 93-mile marker. Multi-mile backup at 1.5 miles of backed up traffic. So again, that's mostly the commercial traffic, the out-of-state traffic that doesn't know and how to get around easily. Local traffic, you know, just you're not going to get in the middle of that. So we have Route 40 on the Hayden Bridge. We have the Conowingo Dam up on Route 1, another escape route southbound. We were looking into a report there might be a vehicle fire with a vehicle off the roadway on 95 South coming into Bell Camp near the area at Route 543. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Cloudy, rain possible most of the day, heavy at times at a high around 52 degrees. Right now, temps around town, you have 50 degrees right now over at Ocean City, and that's the warm spot in the state. Royceston 40, Pikesville 42, Hunt Valley 46. Delegate Nina Mangione is with us on Talk Radio 680 WCBM for, I guess this is the last of the season of the On the House. And Nina, let me move on to a second question. It was a disappointing session, in part because you guys are so badly outnumbered. The Republican Party in this state, I would argue, has a habit of saying, let's fight bitterly over the smallest stakes possible. We have one wing of the party, the Larry Hogan wing of the party, who can't stand the rest of us, who think somehow that we're an aberration and has to be tossed on the trash heap of American history or whatever. And so we end up fighting in smaller and smaller groups. There is no leader in the Maryland GOP. And I would argue that the GOP needs a leader. And so here's a question for you. Why not you?
Well, Bruce, I'm just focused on doing everything I can to, you know, I was really thinking about this, and I have to, I have to give credit, honestly, to the Republican Party this session for in Annapolis really fighting. I mean, we are, as you said, completely outnumbered. I mean, I don't have the votes. We don't have the votes. I certainly don't to stop them in Annapolis, but I do have a voice to try to hold them accountable. That's all I can try to do. I wish I could do more, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. And I know that that's what our Republican Party did in Annapolis. I mean, the budget, for example, when the budget came up on the floor of the House, we sat there for almost 5 hours with very thoughtful, creative amendments. We had an amendment to balance our leadership came up with in our Republican the help in the caucus office. We had an amendment to balance the budget of Maryland without a single tax increase. That was shot down, but that takes a lot of work and a lot of time and effort. And the Republican Party in Maryland and our leadership, and they did come up with strategy that I really appreciate. I mean, I'm, like I said, I have my voice. I'm going to continue to have our voice. I appreciate people that follow us and support us. We have 14,000 almost people on our Facebook. So anything I can do to continue, I mean, I appreciate those kind words. Anything I can do to continue to get the message out. We have a lot of Republicans, delegates, and senators that are trying their best. But, yeah, we are totally outnumbered. I mean, we are a super minority in this state, and it is challenging. That is the biggest disappointment for me, Bruce, as many a times I wish there was more I could do. But it's really difficult in a state like this.
Well, I want to be clear. Those aren't just kind words. I'm not saying let's say nice things to Nino Mangione. I mean that sincerely. Why not you? Somebody has to actually lead this party. Somebody has to be a voice that says we've got to grow the party. We've got to do it by doing the groundwork everybody hates, knocking on doors, recruiting good candidates, and helping them get elected. It seems to me you are ideally positioned to do just that.
Well, certainly, I mean, as you know, I'm running for the Baltimore County Council position, and I am doing a lot of that. I'm doing, I'm going to a meeting today at 2. I'm going to a GBMC hospital event. They invite me. I get out there. I want to be seen. I want people, and that's not as political, obviously, but I'm saying I go to the community associations, go into all these events to let people know that this is where I stand on issues that affect our community. I know there are people out there doing all those things in the Republican Party, and I applaud them. I mean, we always use more, yes. Will I try to do more? Yes. But yeah, it is certainly an uphill fight, and I'm going to continue doing everything I can.
Nina Mangione, the final for this season of On the House Delegate. As always, thank you so very much for your time. I hope I didn't put you on the spot too much, Boyd.
Thank you, Bruce. Have a great weekend, and thank you and to Sean for everything you do and having me on throughout the 90 days.
Well, you give good radio, man. We'll look forward to the next time around. Thanks, Nino.
Thanks, Bruce.
850 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious late hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, egg prices are going up. Yeah, well, so's demand. You see, there's this big holiday coming up that involves eggs.
Food fight! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
China fights back by threatening a tsunami of cheap products into America. And this is different how exactly?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And again, as I noted, egg prices per dozen are down by $2.61, 62 cents since Donald Trump took office. So, yeah. The administration is indeed bringing down the price of eggs just in time for Easter. So we can color them bright colors and hide them in the grass so that the kids fail to find them and they'll smell the high heaven by around July when we're running over them with a lawnmower. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Let's see if I can squeeze this in real quickly here. Tim Walz is out. He wants to be president. He does. The problem is, he's such a doofus.
If you go poll people, if they want paid family and medical leave, they want it. If you want to have free breakfast and lunch, they want it. If you want to move to a clean energy economy that prioritizes jobs in your state,
It's not a real word, but keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying. Listen, there are things that I want. I want a Bentley, the one with two V6s in line. I want it. If people want it, we should be able to have it, right? Just because I want it? We can't afford it, Timmy. I mean, who's going to pay for it? Do you want free medical care? Yeah, we want it. All right. How does that happen? Do the doctors not work for free? I mean, the money's got to come from somewhere, Timmy. Do the nurses work for free? Do the hospitals stay open? The building stays open? The maintenance staff, everybody, for free? So that you could have free medical care? Should think those concepts through a bit more, I suppose. 853, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. A man who has his dream car, his dream life, and his dream job. And then there's Chuck Whitaker.
So this must be a nightmare.
A brief interlude.
Yeah, it's always a brief interlude, Bruce.
Yeah.
Now it's time to say goodbye. Happy trails to you. Have a good weekend, my friend.
Thank you very much. Do we have any traffic coming up?
I hope you don't have to hang around too long because heavy rain has arrived now. Bay Bridge coming up, I-97, Glen Burnie area. It's coming up from the south and east, so it's already raining pretty hard right in that area. That's going to be the next big thing that's going to happen. 95 coming out of Cecil County, still hurting there. Big tractor-trailer fire this morning before the Tidings Bridge at the Susquehanna River. That's still backed up. Local traffic, you have the options. You know what to do. Route 40 over the Hayden Bridge or Route 1. 95 out of the Delaware line coming down through there. 3.5-4 mile back up at one point. It was even 5. A little bit further south, there was a vehicle fire reported between Aberdeen and Belcamp on 95, and there was some late slowing there. The rain has not yet gotten up to the area around the tunnels, but it's not very far away now, south and west of the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Have a good weekend. I hope you do better on the back nine of the Masters. I know you're going for that green jacket.
Better than Rory.
Exactly. We'll talk Monday. Cloudy, rain possible most of the day. Heavy rain, high 52 degrees. Scattered showers tomorrow on high 50. Right now, Parkville has 43 degrees and Bel Air has 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim Klasick live. Good morning. A great day for you because, I mean, you must be pretty excited to be out there doing rain angels.
Yeah.
Kind of like snow angels, but the rain. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was doing before I walked in today.
April showers bring mud.
I know. Yeah. You know what? The weather has been really bad this year so far. I'm actually really disappointed.
Kim, any weather for you that's not 75 degrees and sunny is bad.
I want to talk to a manager. There's got to be something we can do. I know. I probably just live in the wrong state. It's a problem. Okay, so I do have a lot to talk about today. We have a special guest coming on, Thaddeus Cleveland. He is a sheriff in Terrell County, Texas, and he was a Border Patrol agent for 26 years.
Interesting.
And he's got a lot of stories to share with us, the difference between the Biden administration, the Obama administration, and, of course, the Trump administration. So we'll talk to him around 11 o'clock. Before I walked in, I actually saw this headline on X. And I was just scrolling through, and I had to share it with you, Bruce. NYPD is looking for a gentleman by the name of Carlos Garcia for raping a male corpse on the subway.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's pull that sentence apart, please. Phrase by phrase. On the subway.
On the subway, there was a male
corpse.
Yes.
I'm still working on that.
Carlos had his way with it.
He had his way with the male corpse on the subway.
Yes. Yes, I like this is crazy, and they post this. NYPD posts this as if this is like normal news. And people are in the comments like, "Excuse me, can you repeat that?" So I got to dive into this story because I'm floored. But they have a great picture of him, and apparently he's been in trouble before, so they know exactly who he is. That's why they put his name.
Why is he going? Is he going after corpses in other situations?
You know what? Maybe so.
I don't know.
So scary. Couldn't believe that. I really could not believe that. Well, anyways, I'm probably not going to dive into that, but I had to share it. Also, we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the riots in Baltimore City, right? That'll be on Saturday when Freddie Gray died, and, you know, I say all hell broke loose here in the city of Baltimore. Yeah. And some people call it an uprising. I do not. I call it a flat-out riot. We're going to talk about that because billions of dollars did come to Baltimore and the Penn North area afterwards, and I tell you what, it looks exactly the same as it did 10 years ago.
It was like Berlin after the war.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, and I've seen this before, this pattern before. When I was in the Midwest in Chicago, being 1971, 72, this is after the 67 riots out there. A lot of money came in for the west side of Chicago.
Okay.
And I used to take the subway, the L, in from Oak Park, which is where I was living at the time, into work, which is on Michigan Avenue. The radio station I was working for is downtown. And it looked like bombed up Berlin. Nothing had been done then. Nothing has been done now. You look at the pictures.
Yeah.
Still, half a century later, nothing has been done.
Yeah.
Where's the money going, Kim?
Yeah. And it's sad. It's sad. And it's, you know, it's black Democrats in control of all of this.
Yes.
Yet they'll blame Republicans and white supremacy. I mean, it's just, it's nonsense. But we are going to talk about that. Also, the big question of the day, who's going to cave first? Will it be the U.S. or will it be China?
China.
China.
Yeah. It'll be China.
I think so, too. So we got a lot to talk about.
Oh, good deal. Kim Klasick live coming
up.
She and a corpse on the subway. Whew. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A little more Tim Walz, the man who would be president. I didn't realize, Julie, that this is the basis on which Tim Walz was chosen as the vice presidential nominee.
We can't expect to win presidential elections that we don't show up places, and then every 4 years we go to the same seven states and we were told the blue wall. It's not a very good wall. It wasn't a very good wall, and that's on me. My job was to be the white man whisperer in middle America, you know.
My job was to be the white man whisperer in middle America, you know.
The white man whisperer in middle America, you know.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
God, his job was to be the white man whisperer. You suppose that was like on the definition of the job? If you go to a company, you expect to have your duties laid out pretty carefully for you. The Democrats, I guess, posted an advertisement for available position. Vice president must be a good white man whisperer. Have a good weekend, folks. See you
this
Monday morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.